Gansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside the Viero Event Center for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm starting off a weekend series with the Youngstown Phantoms. 7:30 p.m. start tonight right here on the Breeze. Tomorrow's game is an afternoon affair between these two teams. It'll start up at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. Youngstown to Tri-City here in Kearney. The longest trip in the league from any 2 points. And the Phantoms team has made that trip this weekend. They're here to face the Storm. They're here to face the Storm tonight. And we'll have it for you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Once again, thanks for joining us, Jared Sheffrin, here for all the action. And we're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. And these two teams have not met since late last season. It was a high-flying, exciting game in Youngstown. The Storm had a 3-0 lead in the third period and then blew it. And at the end of the game, Josh Howji, who was the Storm coach at the time, actually received a misconduct for abuse of officials after the game was over. Sam Anas scored the game winner in overtime for Youngstown. That was the only time the two teams met. Anas now plays at Quinnipiac, and the Storm here and Youngstown, the two teams are struggling. Youngstown with a record of 7-12-4. Storm with a record of 6-16-2. The most recent game for Tri-City in Omaha on Wednesday. This past Wednesday, Tri-City fell to the Lancers 3-1. It was a very close game all the way. An empty netter gave Omaha a two-goal advantage in the final minute. The Storm didn't get on board until there was about 6 minutes remaining in the second period. The only goal of the night for Tri-City, Chris Wilkie's seventh of the season from Dan Lebosky and Sean Lang. For Lang, it was his first point with the Storm. He took the initial shot. Lebosky got a piece of it in front before Wilkie banged it in. And Wilkie gets his goal in his hometown of Omaha. First goal he scored in Omaha this season. But the Storm, 0-5 against the Lancers this season, and they allowed an early power play goal to Tyler Vessel and then a goal to Luca Frigo in the second period before Ryan Tate's empty netter in the third. The story of the game for the Storm, 0-6 on the power play with just 3 shots on net in 6 power plays. That's got to change here tonight for Jim Holton's team if they want to get a win against the Youngstown team that comes in hungry on the road. Should be a good battle here tonight, just getting underway in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll take a break and come back with the Coach's Corner where we talk to Jim Holton right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey. For 3 generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show, Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Youngstown Phantoms. An Eastern versus Western Conference matchup, first meeting of the season tomorrow night. Will be the last meeting of the season. Just two games between these two teams this year. Both of them here at the Viero Event Center. Fans, we want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Send us a question to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer it on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Any question you have about the storm, send it to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. And we'll get it answered for you, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Now it's time to talk with the coach in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner, I got a chance to sit down with Jim Holton, and he was very enthusiastic about the start of this game. Really feels like the Storm can give a great effort in the first period, take control of the game, and cruise from there. Let's listen to what he had to say here in the Coach's Corner. It's Jim Holton.
Jim Holton joins us here in the Coach's Corner tonight. The Storm going up against Youngstown. It's the first of two meetings here this weekend, two games in under 24 hours between these two teams. And Coach, right off the bat here, want to ask you just straight up, what are the keys to getting a win here tonight against Youngstown?
Well, I think we got to come up, fire it with enthusiasm. I think we got to make a definitive statement in the first 20 minutes. When we start well, we usually play well, as evidenced in the Cedar Rapids game. We did the opposite in Omaha, and we were chasing the game the whole night. I think we need to come out. We need to put up a minimum 15 shots. We need to send a message that we're here to win, and we can probably win the game in the first period if we do our job properly.
I'm sure you worked on some power play yesterday in practice. After six attempts, just three shots recorded on net in the game on Wednesday against Omaha, what did the power play look like and what changes may have you made?
Well, to be very blunt, our power play was off when it wasn't in zone because we never got in zone. When you look through the tape and you can find 15 power play breakouts on your video, that tells you it hasn't been very successful. So our biggest area of adjustment was our breakout, and it was our timing and our support. We were all staggered and scattered as opposed to coming together. So we spent a lot of time both showing them on video, and then we did some walkthroughs on the ice. So normally once we're set up in zone, our units are pretty good, but the frustrating part in Omaha is we just couldn't get in there.
You mentioned right away the start of this game is going to be very important. It's the first home game for both Nolan Abel and Patrick Curry, both in the lineup tonight. What are you expecting from them here in front of the home fans for the first time?
Well, energy and enthusiasm. They're young guys coming in here, and Nolan now has had a couple games to get adjusted. It's been a tough baptism by fire for him, because not only have I thrown him right into it, but also put him up on basically a second line. So this is finally a time to play in friendly confines. And I think with Curry, too, it's his first game at this level. So normally you get a little extra juice of adrenaline from guys like that. So that's exactly what this lineup needs right now, is excitement and energy.
Top line tonight will be Joel Esperance centering both Dan Lebosky and Christian Horn. It was a line that really worked well before you were here, and tonight they're reunited.
Yeah, and a lot of that was just doing some research, and obviously I've played around a lot with the lines, and Les Bronson-Horn seemed to have a lot of chemistry, and then in talking with JB and Eric, I understand that Lebowski fit in quite well there, and Danny's played well. He's a speed guy that has to play in a top six offensive role, and I think this gives him an opportunity to shine tonight.
Youngstown has a top line. It's kind of similar to Omaha. It carries their offense. Two young players that really do a lot of their scoring. How can you contain that top line? Is it a similar plan to what you might see against Omaha?
Well, it is similar. I mean, we're going to try to use either the Berger or the McMurphy line against them, but we're not going to worry a lot about matchups. To me, it's just more awareness. And the big mantra that I've been preaching along is defense first. And I think whenever you're on the ice there, you have to be, number one, aware of who they are. And then number two, make them have to come through bodies. Don't give them anything easy. Manage the puck properly, because top players prey on mistakes and on turnovers, and they usually turn that around on offense. So we have to manage the puck and make sure that we're heading towards their net when that line's on.
Last thing here, you look at Youngstown, statistically they're the worst defense in the league. They've had issues in net this season. Are you guys salivating a little bit looking at some of the defensive stats, knowing that you've struggled with offense this year?
Well, I'm not sure salivating. I think hoping would be the right term, because when you've struggled to score as mightily as we have, you're hoping for a breakthrough night. And again, if you look at a team that has struggled, they're a young team. It's an up-and-coming team. They've had injuries in net. They've had some difficulties on the back end. So all of that ties into what we talked about earlier about that great start. We need to get off. We need to feel good about ourselves, and we need to plant a seed of doubt in their minds.
All right, that's the head coach here for the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, joining us before tonight's game with the Youngstown Phantoms. Coach, we wish you luck tonight, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world, those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Tri-City Storm and a Youngstown Phantoms here tonight from the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffern with you here on the breeze for the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way, and the Phantoms will start their number one line tonight, which includes two of the top scorers in the USHL. Really a high-scoring first line, similar to what we've seen with Omaha. And the Phantoms will have Kyle Connor on the left wing, number 18, 6'1", 175 pounds, Shelby Township, Michigan native. He is headed to the University of Michigan in the Big Ten, and Connor has some impressive statistics. 13 goals and 16 assists for 29 points in just 19 games. He has a 7-game goal scoring streak and a 10-game point scoring streak. In those 10 games, he's had at least 1 point in every game, but he has a total of 17 points in his last 10 games, and that streak dates all the way back until October 19th. So Kyle Connor, one of the top scorers in the USHL, just a 1996 birth year. He's a junior in high school right now, and he is dominating the USHL. At the center position, number 27, Luke Stork, 6', 185 pounds, a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. He's committed to Ohio State. Stork this season, 9 goals and 2 assists. On the right wing, J.J. Pickenich wears number 12, Paramus, New Jersey native, and he is committed to Boston University, 6', 185 pounds for Pickenich. Pickenich has his 4 goals in his last 4 games. 3 of the team's 5 goals last weekend were scored by Pickenich, and he has 7 power play goals this season, which is 2nd in the USHL. On defense, at the left defense position, number 13, Lucas Klock, 6', 175 pounds. From Ostrava, Czech Republic, Lucas Klock on the left defense. Frederick Larson wears number 11, Larson on the right defense, 6'3", 175 pounds. He's a native of Karlstad, Sweden. He's a draft pick of the Philadelphia Flyers. Larson on the right defense position, and in net is number 29, Colin DeAugustine for the Youngstown Phantoms. DeAugustine, 5'9", 165 pounds from Burgettstown, Pennsylvania. DeAugustine has 13 games under his belt this year. He's 5-4-3 with one shutout, a goals against average of 3.18 and a save percentage of 89.2%. Head coach of the Youngstown Phantoms is Anthony Noreen. The assistant coaches, Brad Patterson, Michael Zucker, and the director of player personnel is Jason Kohler. That's your starting lineup for Youngstown. Now let's get you the starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. At the left wing, number 24, Dan Lebosky, 5'7", 155 pounds. He's a native of Edina, Minnesota, 9 assists on the season, and he is committed to Colorado College. At the center, number 27, Joel Esperance, first game back in Kearney after scoring the 4 goals in Cedar Rapids last weekend. Lesperance, 6'2", 175 pounds. Brighton, Michigan native, 13 goals and 7 assists this season. Leads the team with 20 points, and he's committed to Michigan Tech. On the right wing, it's number 21, Christian Horn. Horn, 5'11", 180 pounds. Native of Plymouth, Minnesota. And he has scored 5 goals and 8 assists. Since joining the team, he's played in 17 games. On defense, in the left defense, is number 7, Garrett Cecere, 5'10", 175 pounds out of West Des Moines, Iowa. 8 assists this season in 19 games for Cecere. He's also committed to Colorado College. And on the right defense is number 6, Kevin Kerr, 5'11", 175 pounds. Kerr, a native of Bensalem, Pennsylvania, 2 assists in 23 games played. He's committed to Penn State. And in net for the Tri-City Storm, it's Hayden Levine, number 41. 6'3", 180 pounds, Brampton, Ontario native. Levine, in 7 games, has a goals against average of 3.97 and a save percentage of 89.4%. Levine is committed to the University of Michigan. The scratches for the Storm tonight: Thomas Allworth, Joey DiBenedetto, Nick Hutchison, and Cutler Martin. Martin, out of the four of those, the only one with a minor injury. The head coach is Jim Holton in his first season. Assistants, J.B. Bittner, Eric Largen, and Eric Blaze. Now let's get you your New West Sports Medicine 3 keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, the 3 keys to victory here tonight for the Storm. Got to get some shots on net. Win the shots battle. Outchance Youngstown. Use their scoring strength, the Storm, to get some goals here against the Phantoms. Also want to clear out the net in front of goaltender Hayden Levine. Levine hopefully will get the same protection Johansson got on Wednesday. The Storm were very good in front of the net, making sure they had plenty of room, goaltenders, to see those shots coming through. And the third key is special teams. Storm need a power play goal. Got to take advantage when Youngstown commits penalties, and on the penalty kill, got to be solid as well. Winning the special teams battle could be the difference in the game here tonight. Tri-City Storm and Youngstown Phantoms about ready to drop the puck. We'll take a pause for the national anthem and come back with the beginning of the game here on the Breeze.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe night them too. Great times await. Grab some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
We are underway here at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm, and Youngstown Phantoms just got going in the Storm. We got the first chance of the game. It was Joel Esperance wide open in alone in net, and a big save there for Colin DeAugustine to start the game for Youngstown. Phantoms now have the puck, and there's a quick shot on Levine. He makes the save. Levine and DeAugustine have each seen one shot just underway here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm going from right to left on your radio dial with white helmets, white uniforms, purple lettering and numbering on the back. It's the home whites for Tri-City tonight. Youngstown will head from left to right on your radio dial and have the puck in the Storm ends. Black uniforms for the Phantoms with black helmets and the Youngstown logo on the front. As there's an offside whistled to Tri-City, Gomez couldn't hold the puck in after Wilkie was into the zone. And so we get a stoppage a minute and 8 seconds into this one. The referee tonight is Terrence Murphy, the linesman Lucas Bisbee, and Justin Cornell. Faceoff won by Youngstown, and they move it up the ice into the Storm end. Bounces away from the defense, icing waved off, though no one touched it. And now it's Wilkie on the far side, sweeps it to Gomez in the middle. Gomez makes a nice move to get into the zone. Gets taken off the puck, however, though. Nice play on defense there from the Phantom Kiefer Sherwood. And now it's moved by Matt Miller behind the net. Moved up to the top of the zone, and it's bounced out. Wilkie gets it back for Tri-City. Finds Glukowski, and now Jalen Schultz. Schultz moves forward, passes the red line, finds Wilkie, who's into the zone, takes a shot that was blocked there by Miller. And now it's roped forward by Youngstown. Here's an opportunity and a chance at the net, and a save by Levine, but the rebound is scored. Zach Ivancho makes it 1-0 Youngstown. Under 2 minutes into the game, the Storm allow Ivancho to streak in uncontested on Levine. The goaltender made the initial save, but Ivancho found the rebound and put it home. It's 1-0 Youngstown. Early on in this game, Ivancho moves right in past Dell. The first save was made by Johansson, but the rebound got batted home. And Zach Ivancho gets the goal for Youngstown. Ivancho on the season now has 4 tallies, and it's 1-0 Youngstown early on. Storm in onside right off the faceoff. Pogansky goes back to get it. Drew Mayer flips one around the backboards on the far side, rolls up to Dello at the right point. Tried a shot that was blocked, and now out of the zone it goes. Sean Lang will pick it up for Tri-City. Dello now has it to Mayer. Mayer sweeps it off the far side wall, took a hit. It got moved back to Youngstown, and the Phantoms have it now. It's Steven Ruggiero. Ruggiero leaves that puck to Kyle Mackey, and now it's moved into the zone. Joe Draben, who just joined the team in his first shift as a Phantom, lost the puck, and now it's Drew Mayer into the zone, and now stopped. But now it's back to Kevin Kerr, and Cecier for Tri-City dumps it in deep, banks off the back of the net. Moved up by Youngstown and out back to Cecier. Kevin Kerr at the red line flips one back into the Youngstown end. Stick down by DeAugustine behind the net and flipped all the way down the ice by the Phantoms. on Levine. He's got to stop it and continue play to Kevin Kerr. Kerr moves forward, banks it off the back wall to Cecere. Cecere across ice pass to Eastman. Storm trailing 1-0 early on here on the Breeze. Cecere with it back in his own end now. Behind the Storm net. Evades one forechecker. Gets it on the far side to Eastman. Eastman airs one out to neutralize. Rolling puck is free. Patrick Curry in his first shift had a stab at it. And now it goes back in to Levine. Curry wearing a face mask in his first USHL game. Came from the NA. And he wore a face mask in that league as well. Banked out of the zone, back to neutral ice, where it's picked up there by Truman Reed, the defenseman, number 5 for Youngstown. Moved around the near side for Dan Lebosky. Got it forward out of the zone, intercepted by Pickenich. And now it's Cecere on the near side for Lebosky. Cross ice pass, stop Horn as he tried to enter the zone. And now here comes the Phantoms. On the far side, Kyle Connor stopped by Cecere. Turned over, though, and it's Pickenich on the far side. Pickenich to the center, and it was played by Stork for a second, but now batted back to Reed, who takes a shot that missed the net wide. Rebound on the far side is L'Esperance. To the center, and Lebosky got a big hit there on the far side, and a penalty is whistled. Tri-City Storm will go on a 2-minute power play. It's an interference call on a Youngstown. The call to Matt Miller, Storm to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Storm in the faceoff here on the power play. They were 0-6 on the power play in Omaha. Wilkie has it at the top of the left circle with a lot of room. Shoots, and it's blocked. Wilkie gets it back. Up top to Dello. Now Wilkie on the left circle again. Wilkie down low. It's Abel. Nolan Abel lost the puck. Dello comes to play it. Down low to Lebosky. Lebosky. And a penalty upcoming to Youngstown. It's going to be a 5-on-3 for a minute 32. Cross-checking the call, and here comes a chance for the Storm. They trail 1-0. But they have a 5-on-3 power play as Frederick Larson takes a cross-checking penalty. 5-on-3 for a minute 32. Jim Holton's team with a chance with a 2-man advantage, trailing by 1 with 5 minutes that have been played in the first period. Storm with a face-off. Cecere and Glukowski at the point. Glukowski has the puck. Down low. L'Esperance back to Glukowski. Now Cecere. Down low again. Played up top, Glukowski with a shot and a save. Rebounds loose in front. Another save by DeAugustine, and he hangs on. Glukowski, who's wearing the captain's C for the first time here at the Viero Event Center, took that shot. It's a 1-0 Youngstown lead, but the Storm of a 5-on-3 for another minute, 14 seconds. 14:43 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Faceoff now is to the left of DeAugustine's net. And it's won by the Storm. Big win by L'Esperance. Cecere to Glukowski at the center. Back to Cecere. Now Glukowski again. Glukowski's holding. Down low L'Esperance. Back to Glukowski. Takes the shot. Missed the net wide right. Rebound down low Cecere. He picks it back up. Top of the right circle. Down low L'Esperance. Shot. Missed the net. No shot. Score! Joel L'Esperance ties it at 1. His 14th of the season. It's a 1-1 game, and the Storm get a power play goal with the 5-on-3. L'Esperance comes through. L'Esperance from Cecere and Glukowski. Great pass by Cecere to set up that goal. L'Esperance took 2 shots. Cecere the puck on the right circle. He went down low to L'Esperance when no one expected it. L'Esperance's first shot hit the outside of the net. The second shot glances off DeAugustine and into the back of the net. And the forward has his 15th of the season. Now Lebosky is dragged down off the faceoff. And no call coming. Looked like it would have been a penalty there. 1:15 remaining in the Storm power play. We are tied 1-1. Tri-City and Youngstown. Storm are into the zone onside. Wilkie got it in deep before taking a big hit on the far side. Now down low behind the Youngstown net. Banked up top. Kevin Kerr can't keep it in. 55 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Dello to Wilkie. Storm tied 1-1 with Youngstown here. They scored a power play goal from L'Esperance. It's moved around the near side. Abel, Nolan Abel, back to Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr to the center. Kerr looks, shoots. Save made by DeAugustine. Rebound up top to Wilkie. Wilkie holds it in, makes one move to the net. Wilkie can't get the shot off, and now here comes a shorthanded breakaway. It's Kyle Connor to the net. Connor shoots, hits the post. Connor hit the post, and we're still tied 1-1. 19 seconds left. It's a Storm power play here, and it's moved back to neutral ice. Chase Berger on the far side. Berger's into the zone. Polganski on the far side. To the center, Mayer couldn't get a hold of the pass, and now a shot from Berger went wide. Mayer in the front. Loose puck. Berger couldn't handle it. On the far side into the corner. We're now back at even strength. 7 minutes into this game. A lot of action already. One goal scored by either side. And Kyle Connor just hit the post on a breakaway. Now Gulkowski with a shot that goes wide and a chance in front. And now it's moved to Drew Mayer behind the net. Mayer from the goal line. Try to find Berger in the center. Didn't get a hold of it. Now Gulkowski goes in deep. Rolling puck for Polganski in the far side corner. Berger goes over to take it. He gets hit hard. He's back up on his feet quickly, gets his stick. It's cleared out of the zone. Hit Jalen Schultz's skate and goes all the way down. Storm have possession in their own end. Schultz to Berger. And now a neutralized, it's Patrick Curry. Curry's into the zone. Flips one into the far side corner. Played by Matt Miller. And now on the near side, Alex Smith up the near side wall for Youngstown. Kept in by Curry at the line. And now it rolls out. Here's an opportunity here for Maxim Letnov. And he throws it into the Storm end. Cecere plays it to the far side. L'Esperance got it over to McMurphy. And now on the far side, it's Eastman. Eastman into the zone. Eastman makes a pass that was intended for Cecere. Got deflected. Curry picks it back up. Try to find McMurphy down low. Got deflected away. McMurphy into the far side corner. Wins the battle. McMurphy to the net. Puck's poked to Sean Lang, who takes a shot that was blocked. Now Cecere takes a shot that he fans on. It's sticked away in front by Youngstown. Into the near side corner. Curry trying to work there with Letnov. Curry moves it with his skate to McMurphy, and now it's played by Alex Smith for Youngstown. 1-1 the score here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. A lot of chances for either side. Youngstown's had a couple. The Storm had a 5-on-3 that they converted on. And we're tied 1-1 here early on. L'Esperance with it. Tried to enter the zone. Got knocked off his stick. Lebowski got hit hard on that shift, and he'll go over to the bench, but he'll stay on the ice. Now it was a home run pass intended for Christian Horn, and he touched it. Offside is whistled on Tri-City. 11 minutes remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. The score is 1-1 between Tri-City and Youngstown. Goals in this period for the two teams, one for Joel L'Esperance and one for Ivancho. Are you stuck for a fun holiday gift idea? Give Nebraska Lottery tickets this year. You can find them at any Nebraska Lottery retailer. They make great stocking stuffers, and they'll fit just about everyone on your list. Must be 19. Please play and give responsibly. Storm here are honoring Brian Hilkeman in the Platte Valley State Bank Patriotic Salute. Storm in this Patriotic Salute have been honoring one member of the military, either past or present, during the first media timeout. During the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. And this night's honoree, Brian Hilkeman. 11 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1-1 the score here on the Breeze. Quick shot from Schultz is saved by DeAugustine. And now on the far side, it's turned over. Chance in front for Lebowski. Couldn't handle the pass from L'Esperance. And now it's Pickenich who will move it forward. Lost the puck to Jalen Schultz. It gets batted into the zone. L'Esperance goes to get it. Played around the far side wall to Christian Horn. Horn to the center. It's a racing Lebowski. 1-on-2. Lost the puck there. And now it's played up the ice. Hits off Lukowski's stick. And now it's played by Levine. Thrown into the near side corner for Jalen Schultz. Move forward by Dan Lebowski. Now L'Esperance through neutral ice. In onside. Lost the puck though. Luke Stork plays it back to Kyle Connor. Connor back to Pickenich. To the center. Luke Stork had a chance. Trying to dangle. It moved into the corner. And now up top, it's a shot. It misses the net wide there from Lucas Klock. And it's out of the zone. Moved in neutral ice. Drew Mayer had a chance at it. Kyle Connor gets back in. Stopped by Kevin Kerr. And Berger got taken down as he tried to make a pass. Stork able to air it out deep into the Storm end. Hayden Levine out of his net plays it behind to Sasir, who banked it to Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr forward to Drew Mayer, got it to Poganski. Poganski is in offside, and now Chase Berger touches up the offside whistle. 9:42 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Things have slowed down a bit. It's 1-1 on the breeze, 94.5. Zach Ivancho scores the first goal of the game for Youngstown. And then Joel Esperance continues his tear, was named Player of the Week last week. He had 5 goals last week, and he adds another one here tonight. He's got 14 on the season. He already has more points than he did all of last season. Esperance with 21 points now. He had 19 a year ago. He was injured last year for a little bit of the year, but played over 40 games for Tri-City. And here, this is the Storm's 25th game of the year. Esperance has played in all 25. Youngstown with the puck now. It's Mackey up forward into the Storm end. Moving down below with it is Lemorand. Takes a hit from Sean Lang. Nice hit from Lang. Here's a chance out in front of the save by Levine. Big opportunity for Ivancho, and Levine makes the save, closed up the pads down low. And it, now it's banked back into the Storm end. Dello with the puck slows things down in the Storm end. Finds Sean Lang. Back to Dello. Now he'll move forward. He stops and goes back to Lang, though. Lang, cross-ice pass deflected near the Youngstown end. Dumped back in. Going back to get it is defenseman Steven Ruggiero. And now at the top of the zone, here comes Youngstown the other way. It's Schwalbe. Ryan Schwalbe on the far side. And the net save, Levine. Rebound was loose there for Draben, but he couldn't get a hold of it. Now it's Pat Curry. Patrick Curry on the far side takes a shot that misses the net. Rebound on the near side, Ryan McMurphy. McMurphy flips one, try to get it back in deep. It was knocked down and sent out by Youngstown. Glukowski finds it. Glukowski behind the Storm net. 1-1 game, 8 minutes remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Schultz with a long cross-ice pass is sticked down nicely by Esperance, and he goes to get it. Esperance, power move behind the net from the far side corner. Up top, Sasir fakes on a shot. Sasir takes a shot, deflection, missed the net wide. Pat Curry in front of the net there. And now it's out of the, oh, it's kept in the zone there. Storm get a line change off. And at the top of the zone, kept in for a second, now taken back out by Christian Horn. Maintains possession, got it to Kevin Kerr, back to Horn. Lebowski could not deflect it in. Tried for a deflection, but missed. And icing is whistled on Tri-City. Storm had just made a change, so they should be okay. 7:28 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. It's a 1-1 game here on the Breeze, 94.5. Ivancho and Esperance, the goal scorers. Youngstown wins the faceoff. Back to the left point to Larson. Chance in front for Kyle Connor. Stopped there. Levine in the defense. Now it's Connor with it. Kyle Connor, talented 16-year-old here for Youngstown. Connor gets knocked off the puck, and it's moved forward by Tri-City Christian Horn to the near side, Lebowski. Lebowski into the zone, into the corner. Nice hit by Dan Lebowski there. Knocked his man down. Here's Chase Berger with a shot. He missed it wide. Now it's Glukowski at the top. Glukowski with a shot. Blocked in front. Rebound put wide by Berger. Nice job by Mayer onto the ice. Almost got the possession back. But Youngstown flips it to neutral ice. Glukowski banks it off the far side. Sean Lang joining the rush. Took a big open ice hit. Got it in onside. Well, no, they did not. That was a penalty upcoming to Youngstown. Mayer took that open ice hit, and they're calling an elbow. Phantom's not happy on the call. 2 minutes for an elbowing is whistled here to Youngstown. And Tri-City back to the Century 21 power play. It's Frederick Larson who's going to get whistled for that elbow. And the Storm would be back on the Century 21 power play. Storm are 1-for-2 on the power play tonight. They have not yet taken a penalty. But this is the third whistled on Youngstown already. Phantom scored a goal under 2 minutes into this game. It was Zach Ivancho that scored it. Esperance tied it up with a power play goal from Sasir and Glukowski at 5:36. So the faceoff will be in the Youngstown end when we resume play here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 6:38 remaining in Tri-City. About to start a two-minute power play. They got Christian Horn, Joel Esperance, Austin Poganski, Nolan Glukowski, and Garrett Cecere on the ice. Faceoff to the right of the goaltender for Youngstown, DeAugustine. And now it's moved up the zone. Cecere cannot keep it in. He's got a hustle to get back. If the race is won by Schwalbe, and Schwalbe is in the corner here, killing some time. Lesperance able to get it back. Down low, Cecere moves it forward. Cecere moves past a Youngstown forechecker, and now Glukowski's into the zone. Glukowski backhands this one into the netting, and he knows it. He's upset with himself. It was a mistake by Glukowski. And now the Storm will have to regroup here. Outside the offensive zone. Still a minute 34 remaining on the Frederick Larson elbowing penalty. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. Glukowski fires one in deep. This time he kept it inside the rink. And now it's kept in again by Glukowski. Faked on a shot. Got it to Horn with a shot in front. Big chance for Poganski. Now Lesperance with a shot. It's blocked. Rebound down low. Is cleared by Mackey. Up to the top, Glukowski tried to keep it in with a glove, ran into Luke Stork. Storm have possession, Cecere with a minute gone by on the power play, minute to go. Got it to Poganski with some space. On the far side, Poganski to the net, shoot, save made by DeAugustine. And he covers up to stop play. Couple good chances on the Storm power play, both for Poganski. First he had an opportunity on a deflection in front, and then he came down the right side with some opportunity there, and a good save by DeAugustine. He's just stayed in the back of the net. As big as he could get, DeAugustine, and kept that puck out. Face off on the far side, won by Youngstown, but kept in by Lebowski. Now it's Jalen Schultz seeing some time on the power play. Up top, it's knocked out of the zone by Youngstown, and here's an opportunity. Kevin Kerr decided not to step up. Instead, he dropped back, and it's moved by Nenadol far away from the net into the far side corner. 38 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Storm and Youngstown tied 1-1 here on the Breeze. Wilkie moving forward. Kevin Kerr past the red line. Got it in deep. Wilkie first man there. Lebowski couldn't handle in the near side corner. And it's moved to the center and out by Youngstown. Schultz backs it, banks it back in. Storm got a tag up. 15 seconds remaining in the power play. Phantoms will move it on the far side, and they're out to neutral ice. It's moved forward by Lemoran. Lemoran into the net, into the zone, takes a shot. First one was blocked, second one missed wide. Lemoran now to the center, deflected out by McMurphy. Loose puck is won by Mackey here in the near side. And it's kept by Cecere, though. Now on the far side, Sean Lang past the red line. Got it in deep, wraps it around the back of the net. Mackey on the near side, banked it off the wall. It's knocked down with a glove by Ivancho. Got it out past Cecere. Here's Kyle Connor. Connor to the center. Gets knocked off by Eastman, but the rebound's picked up. A shot deflection wide. Rebound down low. A shot saved by Levine with the left pad. And now Lang banks it off the far side wall. Out to neutralize Eastman. He leaves it for Curry. Pat Curry into the zone. Just gets it in deep. Takes a hit. Goes to the bench. Picked up now by Steven Ruggiero for Youngstown. Down low for Kyle Mackey. Up to the top. Mayer tried to keep it in. Instead, he turned it over, and it's Kiefer Sherwood to the net. Lost the puck. Schultz got rid of it to the far side wall. Poganski around to try to play it. Couldn't get it out. Kept in there on the far side, and now it's in deep for Schultz. Nice play by Schultz. But then he was double-teamed. Threw a hit. Lost the puck. Berger picked it up. Banked out by Schultz. Rolling down to the Youngstown end. Icing waved off. Picked up by defenseman Frederick Larson. And now it's turned over here on the near side to Christian Horn. Horn trying to get it to Berger, but it was blocked out of the zone. And now Youngstown has possession. Two players running into each other, though. Horn almost was able to steal it. Now into the zone, Youngstown goes. Puck's loose, though, in the far side corner. And Lesperance turned it over, tried to get it to Glukowski. And now it's in the far side corner again. Move behind the net to Sherwood. Bounces out to Glukowski. Dangerous play. Almost lost it in front. Now Lebowski with a great no-look pass on the far side. Horn. Horn makes a move. Tried to undress his man, but it was taken away. And now here comes Youngstown. 2-on-2 into the zone. Here's a chance. And a move in front and a save by Levine. Rebound down low. Another shot. Went through the crease. Nobody there. Pickenich has it on the far side. L'Esperance all over him. He got it back in deep. Played down low by Maxim Letnov to the center. Shot was wide. Another shot by Connor. Save made by Levine. And it's out of the zone. 2:20 left in the period. 1-1 the score. Youngstown with a shot. Matt Miller and a save by Levine. Hayden Levine has made some key saves here for Tri-City in the first period. Levine has been active in net, and Youngstown's been moving the puck behind the net. They've had some chances in front coming from plays that have originated behind the net, and Levine has gotten there to all the pucks but one. 2:15 remaining in the period. It's 1-1 score at the Viero Event Center here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Sean Lang loops it forward, knocked down by Connor. Here's Luke Stork at the center. Try to get it back to Pickenich, but it was stolen by Gomez, and now Schultz gets it out of the zone, but it's taken back by Klock and moved in by Larson. Stopped by Lang. He got a slow roller to the Youngstown end. Icing waved off. Goaltender DeAugustine plays it here to Larson on the near side. Larson behind the net took a hit from Nolan Abel, and a stoppage. It's going to be a whistle, and the faceoff is going to be back in the Youngstown end. Puck may have left play, and Storm with an offensive zone faceoff here with a minute 40 remaining in the first. 10-10, the shots on net. Nick Murphy will take it for Tri-City against Ryan Schwalbe. Face off to the left of the goaltender, DeAugustine. And Schwalbe is knocked out of the circle. Face off will be taken by Ivancho, the Youngstown scorer in this one. One by Tri-City. Glukowski banked one off the backboards to the near side corner. Schwalbe got it up top. Kept in, though. Nice job by McMurphy, but it's taken the other way by Mackey. Mackey flips it into the Storm end. Wraps around the wall. Eastman, first man there. Takes it in deeper, though, and turns it over. Now gets it back under control. Poked by Kevin Kerr to the far side corner, and it's stopped, and we have a penalty whistle. High stick is the call to Tri-City. First penalty of the afternoon. It's Kyle Eastman who's going to get called for a high stick, and Eastman on the near side had the puck, and instead of moving forward to try to get out of his own zone, he went the wrong way and went in deep, then lost the puck and took that high stick trying to get the puck back. So Storm trying to kill a penalty here, just a minute 18 remaining in the period. So this power play for Youngstown will carry over into the second. Faceoff won by the Storm, and Glukowski gets it out. And here's a break for Drew Mayer. Mayer to the net. He shoots, taken down. Penalty coming. We may have a chance for a penalty. It is a penalty shot. Drew Mayer creates it. Short-handed, it'll be a penalty shot whistle. Now, Mayer had a penalty shot earlier this season and was stopped. And it looks like they'll give him another chance here. Mayer absolutely hauled down on a breakaway. His second penalty shot of the season. Just 10 seconds gone by in the Youngstown power play. They'll still have a power play after this. This is a short-handed penalty shot. Here's Mayer with the puck, moving in on DeAugustine. Makes a move, shoots, and it's saved by DeAugustine with the glove. Nice save by the netminder, DeAugustine. Mayer now 0-for-2 on the penalty shots this season, and he went for a little bit of a fancier move the first time. This time, just try to pick his spot, go glove side, and goaltender DeAugustine said, no wait. Saved it with the glove. So the Storm's still killing a penalty here, 5-on-4. And Lebowski had won that faceoff, but the control goes to J.J. Pickenich. 1 minute remaining in the first. It's a 1-1 score, and Youngstown is in offside. So we get a stoppage with 55 seconds remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. 1:37 remains in the penalty to Kyle Eastman, the Storm. Just had a shorthanded penalty shot from Drew Mayer, and we're not able to convert. Faceoff at center ice here after the offside. Lebowski trying to take it. He wins it this time. Again, Glukowski got it forward, but not deep. And Maxim Letnoff leaves it back to the defense. Frederick Larson will bring it forward. Now on the near side, it's Sherwood. Got it forward to Letnoff. On the near side, Letnoff stops on the goal line. Plays it up top for Connor. Left it over there. And now it's back down low. Pickenich trying to play it against Glukowski. 28 seconds left in the period. Moved by Schultz to the near side. Poganski sweeps it out and down to the ice. Clock is racing back to get it with 20 seconds left on the clock. It's moved there on the near side for Sherwood with 13 to go in the period. Cross-ice pass in neutral ice. Is moved in deep into the Storm end. Now 5 seconds left in the period. Levine swings it around the near side. It's out of the zone. And that'll do it for the first 20 minutes. One goal for either side, but no shortage of chances. Both goaltenders were pretty good here, and the Youngstown Phantoms will have 42 seconds left on a power play to start the second period. 20 minutes in the books, 1-1 the score. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to die.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Schaffrin.
20 minutes in the books here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and the Youngstown Phantoms tied 1-1 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Storm.com. Storm tied up 1-1 with Youngstown after 20 minutes. The one goal for the Storm scored on the power play. L'Esperance from Garrett Cecere and Nolan Glukowski. Cecere and Glukowski racking up the assists. Glukowski now with 10 assists on the season. Cecere with 9. And of Glukowski's 10 assists, 6 have come on the power play. So he's been a big factor in most of the Storm's power play goals this season. L'Esperance gets his 14th of the year. 21 points now for L'Esperance in 25 games. He is on fire as of late, and right there he made it count from the goal line on the power play, banking it off D'Augustine and into the net. The one goal for Youngstown scored just a minute 57 seconds into the game from Zach Ivancho. Ivancho's 4th of the season. 157 in. He was on a breakaway. Levine got a piece of the first shot that he took, but he then deflected that puck behind Levine and into the net. And that's where we stand, tied 1-1. Now, Storm head coach Jim Holton said he would like to see 15 shots on goal in the first. Storm only got 11, but it was a productive first period for the Storm offensively. They outshoot Youngstown 11-10. So pretty close on the shots, but the Storm had 3 power play opportunities. Matt Miller went for interference, and Frederick Larson took 2 different penalties for cross-checking and elbowing. And Tri-City, able to convert on the 5-on-3, gave him some momentum and tied the game up early on. Drew Mayer had a late penalty shot in the final minute. It was unsuccessful. Mayer moved in on the Youngstown net, took a shot that was gloved by the goaltender D'Augustine. It was on a high sticking penalty by Kyle Eastman that Mayer had that penalty shot. Storm still killing a penalty here for the next 42 seconds when we begin the second period. In the first, Hayden Levine made 9 saves on 10 shots. Colin D'Augustine, 10 saves on 11 shots for the Youngstown Phantoms. And we have a 1-1 score after 20 minutes here at the Viero Event Center. Some good chances for both sides. Mayer had the penalty shot. L'Esperance with a couple good looks. Poganski had a good look in this period. Chase Berger was active in the period. Patrick Curry got a couple shifts and moved some pucks to the net as well. Really a solid offensive first period for the Storm. I thought they generated some good chances. Defensively, a few breakdowns, and Youngstown had some chances as well. That top line of Kyle Connor, Luke Stork, and J.J. Pickenich, boy, they can move the puck quickly. And they, like Jim Holton said before the game, they're going to feast off of mistakes. And they wait for a mistake, and then they will bounce, and they will pounce. And I think that that is a key for the Storm to try to shut down those guys. You got to be smooth, and you got to be crisp with the puck, especially in your own end. And Kyle Connor, see if the Storm can shut him down. So far through one period, he was held off the scoreboard. But Ivancho was the man who scored the goal. Letnoff also had some opportunities from Youngstown. Didn't see much of Alex Router, who was recently traded from Omaha over to the Phantoms. And we'll look for him in the second period. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a break here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, and we'll come back with a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by
Midway Auto Dealership. Says go Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner: the original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Two things that make any morning better: donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Sheffrin with you. We got a 1-1 game between Youngstown and Tri-City. Thanks for tuning in on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Let's take a check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. And also want to see that tonight's game is sponsored by Midway Auto, and they have a bunch of different promotions going on here, including the Fill the Truck promotion, which fans in attendance can win a power wheel that will be auctioned off at the end of the second period. So we want to thank Midway for all their support of the Storm all season. Out of town scoreboard here, Indiana up top against Muskegon 3-0. In Indianapolis, 3-0 lead for the Indiana Ice. 7:30 remaining in the third period. Game almost over. Indiana with a commanding 3-0 lead. Sioux City also with a 3-0 lead on the road in Fargo. Musketeers in fourth place in the USHL's Western Conference right now and are up 3-0 against Fargo. 2 goals for Jake Montgomery, including a shorthanded goal. Joe Snively has also contributed with a goal of his own. Musketeers ahead 3-0 over the Fargo Force. Another 3-0 game. Sioux Falls is up 3-0 over Lincoln. 12:29 left in the second period there. The Stampede at home at the Sioux Falls Arena. 3-0 over Lincoln. Zeb Knutson has a power play goal, and Griffin Molino has 2 goals for himself. One was a power play assisted by Dennis Kravchenko. The other one for Molino from Valisano and RJ Mikozak. And Sioux Falls a 3-0 lead over Lincoln. Another 3-0 game. There is 4 games in the USHL that are 3-0 right now. Waterloo over Omaha. The Lancers, well, they were going to lose eventually. It's not over yet. Still halfway left in the game, but Waterloo up, and of course, as I say that, Omaha has scored. Drew Melanson and Tyler Sheehy have goals. Sheehy has 2 goals for Waterloo. Louis Rowe gets the goal for Omaha. Louis Rowe, an enforcer for Omaha, has scored and made it 3-1 Waterloo. That is Louis Rowe's first career USHL goal, his 4th point of this season. Played last year in the NAHL, and Louis Rowe's first career tally in the USHL. Omaha trails 3-1, looking to mount a comeback at home at the Ralston Arena. Cedar Rapids is trailing 2-1 to Chicago at the Stable. The Chicago Steel have been playing a lot better lately, and right now have a 2-1 lead over Cedar Rapids. 14:40 left in the second period there in Cedar Rapids. The Rough Riders lost last Saturday to Tri-City. And we now have a 2-1 game. Rough Riders with a goal from Judd Peterson. C.J. Smith on the power play scored for Chicago along with Danny Fetzer. 2-1 Chicago Steel. Des Moines has a 1-0 lead over the Green Bay Gamblers. 10 minutes remaining in the second period. Des Moines with a 1-0 lead at home at the Buccaneer Arena over the Green Bay Gamblers. The goal for the Bucks to Jack Jenkins. And Team USA is on top of Dubuque 2-0. Dubuque has not lost at home this season. They are 11-0 at the Mystique Community Ice Center, and they are in danger of losing here. After one period, they trail 2-0 to the U.S. 17-and-under team. Jeremy Bracco and Dennis Yon have goals for Team USA. They lead Dubuque 2-0 in Dubuque, and a lot of penalty minutes in that first period between those two teams, but Team USA has the lead 2-0 over Dubuque. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week on our Facebook page. head to facebook.com/TriCityStorm to check out the Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week each Tuesday afternoon. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads. Valentino's has what you like. Head to the Storm Facebook page to check the trivia question, answer it correctly, and be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. We'll take a break and come back with the second period here. Storm and Youngstown tied 1-1 on the breeze. We'll be back for the second in just a moment.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Merry Christmas from Brown Shoes. If you are looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Brown Shoes in Kearney. Smart wool socks, hats, and gloves will keep you warm and cozy. Hand warmers from Helios Heaters are a great stocking stuffer. Leak-proof water bottles and insulated mugs from Avex will keep you going all winter long. And our fabulous selection of shoes and boots from your favorite brands will always be a wonderful surprise under the tree. If you need UGG boots for that special girl or new Asics for that runner in your life, let Brown Shoes help you say Merry Christmas.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Second period at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm and Youngstown Phantoms tied 1-1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Second period will begin with the Tri-City Storm on the GNC penalty kill. For another 42 seconds, Kyle Eastman in the box for a high sticking. Now, during this power play, we've already had some excitement. Drew Mayer had a shorthanded breakaway, was hauled down, and were awarded a penalty shot, but it was saved by Youngstown netminder Colin DeAugustine to keep the game 1-1 headed into the intermission. So, 42 seconds remaining in the Youngstown power play. And the puck is dropped. Storm going from left to right on your radio dial, and they win the faceoff. Nolan Glukowski gets it deep into the Youngstown end. Phantoms moving from right to left as they bring the puck forward. Kyle Connor into the zone. Connor pass Glukowski, takes a hit from McMurphy, moves it down low behind the net. Chance in front for Pickenich. He couldn't hold it. And now Berger will play it on the far side. McMurphy. McMurphy to the red line, flips it in deep to the near side corner. Banks forward for Sherwood. 13 seconds remaining in the power play. It's brought in onside by Pickenich. He's got Connor in the center, and it was taken away by McMurphy, and he banks it all the way down. That'll do it for the GNC penalty kill. Eastman is back onto the ice. So we're back at full strength. 1-1 the score, just beginning the second period. And now it's moved by Ivancho, the Youngstown scorer, deep into the Storm end. Cecere got it forward to Christian Horn on the near side. Horn moved it back for Dello, trying to clear it, turned it over. Here's a chance and a save. Rebound loose and poked wide. Ivancho had two chances there, and he missed. First one was blocked, and second one missed wide. Christian Horn now in onside. Moves one behind the net to Lebanski. Up top, L'Esperance with a shot that missed high. Rebound comes out of the zone, and Lang has to go back to get it. It goes all the way down to Levine. He'll leave it for Kevin Kerr. Kerr banks it to Lang on the near side. Sean Lang got it forward for L'Esperance. Makes one move into the zone. L'Esperance takes a shot that misses the net wide. Rebound down low, Horn. Banked off the official's skate twice, and now it's taken forward by the Phantoms. And it's at the top of the zone, rolling around, and it's played by Youngstown. Moved in onside, and a shot misses the net wide. Rebound on the near side is out of the zone. All the way back down for Steven Ruggiero. Icing waved off. Ruggiero, nice play by Nolan Abel to strip him of the puck. Bouncing around in the far side corner, and Gomez has it. Gomez for Tri-City takes a shot that was blocked. Rebound loose on the left circle. Poked free. Moved up the far side. Abel can't keep it in. And now it's Glukowski at the top of his own zone. Try to find Abel. Turn it over. But it's Youngstown who was offside on a delay. And now it's moved forward by Schultz. Stop there. Wilkie flipped it back to Glukowski, who sends a long pass that's broken up, intended for Gomez. Goes back to the Storm end. Two and a half minutes into the Papa John's Pizza second period. It's tied 1-1. Gomez with a shot from the neutral zone that went over the net and on the backboards. And now puck flips out of play. Fan almost caught that one barehanded. Dives on the ground for it. Active. Nice job by that fan. He actually almost caught it. It banked off his hands, and then he dove on the ground and picked it up. Fans are ready to go here. There he is. If you're watching Fast Hockey, that man in the cowboy hat is the one who got it. Stoppage of play here. 17-13 left in the Papa John's Pizza second period. And its faceoff is won in the Youngstown end by the Phantoms. Taken in up top, kept in by Mayer. Here's a chance for a breakaway. It's Kyle Connor. He shoots, and Levine makes the save. Hayden Levine with the save. Kyle Connor, another shot from the point there, was saved by Levine. And now Connor with the rebound. Lost up top to Poganski, and it's Drew Mayer. Mayer on the far side, into the zone, offside. Now, that is the second breakaway for Kyle Connor. The first one, he hit the pipe. The second one, Hayden Levine makes the save. Connor has scored goals in seven straight games for the Phantoms, and so far the Storm have kept them off the board, but they have allowed him two breakaway chances. That one, he was wide open, nobody even in his area code, and you could see it coming that they were going to try that home run pass, and it connected with Connor. Nice save by Levine on the breakaway. Dello got it to McMurphy, who chips it in deep. It's into the Youngstown end, now banked up top. Dello able to get a glove on it and keep it in. Now it goes down low to the far side. Pat Curry to collect it into the corner. Curry couldn't get it moved. And now it's Youngstown who brings the puck up. It's Lemoran. Lemoran with a shot that's saved by Levine. Rebound down low and a penalty upcoming. Penalty is on Tri-City. And it's a delayed penalty here. Youngstown goaltender is off. Extra attacker on Miller with a shot that's deflected way out of play and over the netting. And we get a stoppage with 16:10 remaining in the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. It's Kyle Eastman headed back to the box for a second consecutive penalty for Eastman. 2 minutes on the board. 2 minutes for hooking on Eastman. And the Storm will be killing a penalty here once again. Youngstown power play this season is ninth in the USHL, scoring at a percentage of 15.6%. Storm penalty kill is 11th in the league at 82%. Here they come shorthanded. Gomez for L'Esperance. He scores! L'Esperance continues his tear. Scores a shorthanded goal to put the Storm ahead 2-1. Just 9 seconds into the Youngstown power play, and it's L'Esperance. His 15th of the season. Second of the night. Boy, oh boy, L'Esperance is on fire. And Gomez set him up with the perfect pass for L'Esperance to tap it home. It's the third shorthanded goal of the season for Tri-City. And they lead 2-1. Joel L'Esperance is now third in the USHL in goals. And he is on an absolute tear right now. Storm got the puck out of their zone after Youngstown won the faceoff to restart play. The Phantoms are on the power play. Youngstown with the puck here on the power play. Storm of the GNC penalty kill. Announcing the L'Esperance goal now at the Viero Event Center. Gomez and Glukowski pick up assists on the goal. Youngstown with the puck now. It's up top and a shot that's blocked in front by their own man. Lemoran blocked that one for Youngstown, and now Drew Mayer clears it out of the zone and deep into the Youngstown end. Loose puck, Berger going to try to chase it down, but it's played by Matt Miller behind his own end. Minute gone by in the Youngstown power play, which has the Storm scoring a shorthanded goal. Luke Stork down low behind that, shoved into the wall by Dello. Big hit by Tori Dello, and the puck is clear. Under 15 minutes to go here in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Tri-City Storm with a 2-1 lead over Youngstown. Now they move in once again to the Phantoms. Loose puck though, and Dello sends it the length of the ice. 30 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill, which has seen the Tri-City Storm score a shorthanded goal. It's L'Esperance's second night. Now here comes Kyle Connor. Connor with a shot that's blocked. Bouncing puck clear to the side, and Gomez from the far side got it up top. Kept in with a glove, though, by Sherwood. And now down low, Connor gets it to Letnoff to the center. Shot and a score. Boy, that was easy for Kiefer Sherwood. Levine didn't follow the puck, and Sherwood batted it home. A one-timer that he rocketed to the back of the net, and we're tied 2-2. Youngstown scores a power play goal. Just 8 seconds left on the Eastman penalty. And we've got some goals here, two aside. The score, assists on the play, recorded to both Kyle Connor and Maxim Letnoff. So Connor continues his point streak. He now has a point streak of 11 games in which he scored 18 total points. Storm with a faceoff to restart play. They get it in deep to the Youngstown end. Abel and Lebowski throwing some weight around. Abel into the near side corner, couldn't win the battle. Now Lebowski takes his man down. No call coming, but here's a 3-on-2 for Youngstown. On the near side, centered, and a chance there for the defenseman Kyle Mackey, who is joining the play. Now we get a stoppage as there's pushing and shoving on the far side. Wilkie is involved. And now Cecere gets involved as well. Alex Smith and Cecere pushing and shoving after the whistle. Cecere recently named an assistant captain. He is talking some trash on his way to the penalty box. Both Smith and Cecere will head to the box. 2-2 the score. Second period action here in Kearney. 13:54 remaining in the Papa John's second period of play. And it's a 2-2 game. L'Esperance has both goals for Tri-City. Smith and Cecere will both receive delay of games. Ivancho and Wilkie were the ones who were jarring after the whistle. Both teams will still have five aside on the ice as the play will restart just outside of the Storm end. 2-2 the score. Highly competitive game here in Kearney. Both teams with a lot of offensive chances early on in this one. It's a 2-2 game. The Storm have scored a shorthanded goal. They've allowed a power play goal. A shot from the Red line by Kevin Kerr is saved, but some trouble from Colin DeAugustine. Had to hang on to it after he juggled it a bit. 13:42 remaining here in the second. 2-2 the score. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. So let's recap this game here thus far. About halfway through, we've got a 2-2 score. Both teams have scored one goal in each period. Shots on goal, Youngstown have the lead 14-12. Both teams with a power play goal. Youngstown 1-of-2 on the man advantage. Tri-City 1-of-3. The game was led off when Zach Ivancho scored a power play, scored an even strength goal from Alex Router and Matt Miller at 1:57 of the first period. But the Storm tied it when they had a 5-on-3 power play and Lesperon scored from Cecere and Glukowski. Late in the period, Drew Mayer had a penalty shot, which was saved by Colin DeAugustine. And then in the second, we've had goals from Lesperon shorthanded from Gomez and Glukowski 4 minutes in. And Kiefer Sherwood on the power play from Kyle Connor and Maxim Letnov. Shot from the point, missing it wide by Kerr. Now Glukowski, the shot deflection by Youngstown's stick, and it's moved forward now by Connor, taken by Stork, lost it to Gomez, put it into the far side wall, and now it's deep into the Storm end. Levine out of his net to play it, and Kevin Kerr has possession for Tri-City. Kerr moves forward now on the far side. Lesperance got it forward, stopped. Gomez had a chance to dump it in, but it was stopped at the blue line by Youngstown. Glukowski's back in deep, saw a lot of pressure from Connor, and now it's picked up by Kevin Kerr. Kerr, nice pass to Lesperance, neutralized. Lesperance going to move in onside. Lesperance goes behind the net, stops in the far side corner, got it up top to the point where Schultz comes to play it. Back to Lesperance, got it down low, Gomez. Gomez lost possession, and now it's moved up the wall, kept in by Schultz. Moves it to some space on the near side for Dello. Dello with a shot, and it's gloved there by the goaltender DeAugustine. He hangs on to stop play. Looked like the shot was going well wide of the net, but DeAugustine got possession and stopped play. 12:34 remaining here in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 2-2 the score between Tri-City and Youngstown here on the Breeze. Face off to the left of DeAugustine is McMurphy against Letnov. Shot from Schultz was deflected in front, never got all the way through right off the faceoff. Down low, Patrick Curry in the near side corner, working with McMurphy. Curry won the battle. McMurphy couldn't handle it. Nice hit from Eastman there on Letnov, but Youngstown moves forward. They try a home run pass for Router. Icing waved off. Router beat Dello to the puck, and he moved it behind the net, but it's picked up by Ryan McMurphy for Tri-City. Left it in front for Curry, and it rolls all the way to the Youngstown end. Curry racing back to try to get it. Moved around the far side by the Phantoms and Mackey. And now it's Curry behind the net. Curry from the near side corner. Two Youngstown players on him. Trying to pry the puck out from under him. And it's moved by the Phantoms forward by Letnov. And he stopped back into his own corner. Eastman will chase on the power on the forecheck. We're even strength here. 11:40 remaining in the second. Tied 2-2. Down low, Sherwood, who has scored the most recent goal for Youngstown, and a shot and a save, Levine. Rebound loose in front is cleared by Kevin Kerr. Chance for Youngstown there, but Kevin Kerr steers it out of trouble. Puck rolling back into the Youngstown end. Berger racing 40, wins it. Down low to Mayer. Mayer gets hit hard from behind, and he is down, and there's a penalty whistle. Lucas Clock just clocked Drew Mayer. Mayer is slow to get up, but that is a definition hit from behind right on the back from Clock. Mayer was the one down. He is back up on his feet. Good to see. And this was a very, very big hit by Clock, just right on the numbers and right in a dangerous area in the corner as well. We'll see what the call is. He may get the gate. Lucas Clock is going to be escorted out. We'll listen for what the penalty is here. Game ejection and a double minor. Tri-City will have a four-minute power play. A double minor whistle to Lucas Klock, the native of the Czech Republic, and he is done for the night. Ejected from the game. So, Youngstown lucky that they had seven defensemen dressed because they still have six defensemen active here after the Klock ejection, but boy, he rocked Drew Mayer from behind, and Tri-City has a chance to make Youngstown pay. We're tied 2-2, 11:15 remaining in the second period, and Tri-City with a long power play coming. Face-off is won by Youngstown. They bank it off the wall and out of the zone. So a good start to the penalty kill for Youngstown. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play, and almost turn it over behind the net here. Dangerous play. And Glukowski will start forward now. Glukowski on the far side. Bad pass. Nobody took it except for Youngstown. Brought back in deep. And it's moved by Cecier now. Cecier with control. And Christian Horn will skate it forward. Got it to Poganski. Poganski down the far side to L'Esperance. Back to Poganski. Behind the net. Lost the puck. Moved up top. Kept in by Cecier. Over to Glukowski on the near side. Back to Cecier at the top. With a shot deflection in! It's a power play goal. Austin Poganski on the deflection. His fifth of the season. All of Poganski's goals have been special teams goals. And he puts the Storm on top 3-2. 10:33 left in the second. And Poganski on the deflection. Cecier took the initial shot. It'll be Cecier and Glukowski picking up assists. What a deflection by Poganski. Screening the netminder and putting it right to the back of the net. Cecier gets his second assist of the game. Glukowski has three assists now tonight. And it's moved forward now. The Storm on the power play still for 2 minutes. They win the faceoff. Nolan Abel to Lebowski. Now Gomez. Nice pass to Kevin Kerr. Back to Gomez with a shot. And it's saved and held onto by DeAugustine. 3-2 the score. The Storm have two power play goals in this game. All three goals are on special teams. The third goal is a L'Esperance shorthanded goal. And Austin Poganski with his fifth of the season. He'd been quiet for the last couple weeks, but that time, nice deflection. Storm with the possession off the power play. You got Gomez playing the point here. Wilkie left it to Gomez up top. Gomez banked it down. It was gloved by a Youngstown skater. Wilkie gets it back, but it's turned out of the zone. Still a minute and 25 seconds remaining on the Tri-City power play. Kevin Kerr got it forward. Abel brings it in, leaves it for Lebowski. Nice pass to the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr settles it down to the top for Gomez. Gomez fakes on a shot. Moved it back to Kerr. It was turned over to Ivancho. And here's Luke Stork. Gets past Gomez. Stork to the net. He shoots and scores. A shorthanded goal for Youngstown. Ties the game at three. Luke Stork scores the goal. And we mentioned before, Gomez playing the point on the power play. That was his first chance at the point. And it was a mistake by Gomez. He was the only man back. And he got beat by Luke Stork. Stork moved in alone and made a move. Forehand, backhand, back to the forehand. And he beats Levine. We're tied at three, halfway through this game, and we expected some offense from these two teams, but 3-3 already here with only halfway through. Storm still on the power play. Both teams have now scored shorthanded goals tonight. Storm on the power play, and it's out of the zone. They had it in. L'Esperance sent it out to Glukowski. Now Christian Horn comes back in, flips that one behind the Youngstown net. Poganski trying to chase for it. It's behind the net, wrapped around on the near side and all the way down. 30 seconds remaining in the penalty, which was a double minor and a game ejection to Lucas Klock. Settled down by Glukowski. Storm have one power play goal on this double minor, and now Glukowski on the far side, Cecier, try to get it to Christian Horn. It's blocked away, and now Connor had it, but he lost it. Now L'Esperance with a shot that's deflected out of play. 8:43 remaining in the second period. 11 seconds in the penalty to Klock. It's being served by Sherwood. It's a 3-3 score. Both teams with shorthanded goals. Both teams with power play goals here in this one. McMurphy, Eastman, and Curry are on for the last 11 seconds here of the Storm power play. Won by the Storm. Lang with a shot and a save maybe to Augustine. Now on the far side, McMurphy. McMurphy up top, Lang. Another shot was blocked. On the near side, Curry. And we're back at full strength as Curry and Eastman cycle into the near side corner. It's moved up top for Schultz. He settles it down for Lang. Lang plays it down low to Curry. Curry off the back wall. Holding it in. Two Youngstown players there. McMurphy trying to drag it out. McMurphy with possession. Lost it in the near side corner. And Curry comes back to get it. McMurphy to the center. Eastman couldn't handle it. And now it's Sherwood who moves it the other way for Youngstown. Flips it into the zone. Stick down by Connor. Connor to the shot. Save made by Levine. Levine put it in the corner. Rebound for Youngstown. To the center, Levine to the save. And now it's Lang on the near side. Turned over again. Up top. And a shot. Misses the net wide. Rebound. Patrick Curry has it for Tri-City. He skates it forward. Cross-ice pass for Eastman who flipped it in. It was blocked, though, by Youngstown. And now it's moved by Kyle Connor. Sticked over by Cecilia to the near side. Not out of the zone. Here's a chance for Youngstown. They're moving with the puck. Nice play by Berger to knock down Alex Smith. And Cecilia moves it to the far side. Berger on the far side wall. Berger to neutral ice. Past the red line. Berger's in onside. Berger flips that one in deep. Dodges a hit. Alex Smith picks it up for Youngstown. Banked it up top. Cecilia keeps it in. Fakes on a shot. Takes a shot. Deflection just wide. Mayer was in front. And now Mayer tried to keep it in, but it banks out to Letnov. And now it's back in by Mayer. Mayer on the near side. Looks for a chance. He shoots and misses the net wide. Rebound on the far side. Cecilia up top. Try to get it to Dello. It's out of the zone. Under 7 minutes left in the second. Tied up 3-3 between Youngstown and Tri-City. McMurphy took a big hit on the near side. And now it's moved by Youngstown. Moved into the zone by Lemoran. Chance in front was blocked away. Now on the far side, another shot was deflected wide. Levine was down low, and there was space on the top for the deflection, but it missed wide. Now Chase Berger for Tri-City. Flipped it ahead, but got turned over. Here's a chance for Evancho, and he's save made by Levine. High-quality opportunity after a turnover by the Storm in their own zone, and Levine makes a big save on Evancho, keeping it 3-3. Second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza. No shortage of excitement in this one. 3-3 the score. Tri-City and Youngstown. Both teams scored a goal in the first. Both teams with two in the second. L'Esperance has a power play goal and a shorthanded goal for Tri-City. Austin Poganski has a power play goal. And Nolan Glukowski has assists on all three Tri-City tallies. Cecilia has two assists as well for the Storm. And Gomez for Tri-City had the assist on the L'Esperance second goal. Gomez now with 9 points on the season. Glukowski now with 12 assists on the year. He's one of the top assist leaders for defensemen now in the USHL leaders. Faceoff is scrum four in the Storm end, is won by Tri-City, moved by Horn, neutralized, but wrapped back in by Youngstown. Levine out of his net to get it, with 6:10 remaining in the Papa John's second period of play. Kevin Kerr moving forward from his own net to the red line, and L'Esperance is in the zone. He goes deep to get it in the corner. L'Esperance down low, looking up top, kept in by Kerr. Now on the near side, Glukowski kept it in. Down low, Gomez in the near side corner. Tri-City top line cycling here. Gomez got it up top. L'Esperance with a shot that missed the net wide. Now on the far side, Gomez. Gomez twisting and turning in the corner. Got it to the center. Was blocked. Gomez gets it back. Up top, Kevin Kerr. Now Glukowski's got a lane. He shoots and a save made by D'Augustine. Gomez still keeping it alive in the far side corner. Gomez got it to Horn, is taken away by Youngstown. Back to Gomez. Horn with a shot off the pipe. Off the left post for Horn. Up top, Kevin Kerr with a shot. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound down low. L'Esperance trying to get a hold of it. Youngstown is gassed here. A long shift, and they get it out of the zone. rolling down, icing waved off. Glukowski got it ahead for Lebowski, who struggled with it for a second, banked it off a Luke Stork skate, and now we get a stoppage. Offside is probably the whistle. Or the Storm are going to get called for too many men. The Storm have six on the ice, and they will be whistled for too many men penalty here, I think. We'll get the call here. Yep, too many men on the ice is the call to Tri-City. 4:55 remaining in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Nolan able to serve the penalty in the box for Tri-City. It'll be a GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Faceoff in the Storm and is won by Tri-City. Dello gets it all the way down the ice. Nice job by Tori Dello to start off the penalty kill. So far today, Youngstown is 1 of 2 on the power play. Both penalties committed by Kyle Eastman, and now a too many men. They're in onside. Kyle Connor on the far side. Got it up top to Alex Router, the former Omaha Lancer. Now from Sherwood back to Router. And Kyle Connor on the top of the right circle. Cross ice pass for Sherwood. Has a goal here tonight. Now back to Connor in the right circle. Down low it goes to the center. Pichinich scores. J.J. Pichinich scores a power play goal, and the Youngstown Phantoms have a 4-3 lead. Tic-tac-toe play. Kyle Connor picked up his second assist of the night. And a nice pass in front there from Maxim Letnov. Letnov from behind the net. Looked in front, got it between the sticks of Dello and Schultz. Right onto the stick of J.J. Pichinich. He scores his 14th of the season. And it's 4-3 Youngstown. Storm win the faceoff, moving into the zone. It's Pichinich from Letnov, and Kyle Connor should get the second assist. On the goal, it's 4-3 Youngstown. And now the puck's in the Youngstown end. Down low, McMurphy and Curry working with it. Move behind the net. Banked around the near side and all the way down by Youngstown. It's going to roll for an icing. Storm get lucky there. The puck continued to roll. An icing whistle to Youngstown. 4-3 your score. Phantoms in the lead. There's still a whole nother period to go, folks. There's 3:46 remaining here in the second period. 19-16, Youngstown leads in the shots on goal count. Faceoff in the Phantoms' end. And Lesbrance gets tossed from the circle. Christian Horn will come in to take it. No, it'll be Gomez that comes in. And the faceoff is won by Tri-City. Glukowski plays it in deep for Gomez. Gomez behind the net. Up top it goes for Cecere. Takes a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound down low, try to poke it in front, Christian Horn. But it got blocked, and now it's taken by the Phantoms. Move by Reed. It's Truman Reed who sends it in deep. And now Glukowski from the near side took a hit, moved it forward. Lesbrance banked it to Horn, and we get a stoppage in play. As it may have hit a Youngstown player on the bench there, stopping play. 3:20 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. 4-3 the score. It's been a wild game thus far. A lot of chances for either side. The Storm in this game had a 2-1 lead at the beginning of this period and then took a 3-2 lead. But the last two goals have been scored by Youngstown, and they lead 4-3. Loose puck behind the net, turned over by the Storm. Dello lost it, and Alex Router has it behind the net. Moved on the near side for Letnov. Takes a hit there, and it's turned over to Abel. Wilkie put it in a neutral ice. Back into the Youngstown end. Mackey goes to get it. Banked off the far side glass. And it's moved in by Ivancho. Nice pass to the center, and a shot and a save by Levine. Shot there from Alex Router. Levine makes the save. 2:51 remaining in the second period, Youngstown with a 4-3 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face-off to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Faceoff will be between Chase Berger and Ryan Schwalbe. And it's won by the Storm, and Lang got it down low for Kevin Kerr. Kerr will start forward, got a pass to Berger. Berger's past the red line, in onside. Pogansky able to hold the line. Down low, it goes for Youngstown, though, and they have possession moving forward. It's Kyle Connor. Connor, past the blue line, into the Storm end. To the center, Levine sticks it out of play. Shot on net for Connor, and Levine makes the save. Stopping play. 2:27 remaining here in the second. 4-3, Youngstown leads. A lot of goals in this one already. Seven tallies for the Storm. L'Esperance has two. Pogansky has one. For Youngstown, Ivancho has one. Sherwood has one. And Luke Stork and J.J. Pickenich each have goals as well. Both teams have two power play goals. Faceoff won by Youngstown. They have possession. Up top, a shot, deflection in on Levine, makes the save, and he covers up the rebound. Bodies in front, pushing and shoving in front of Levine. You wouldn't know these teams haven't seen each other yet this year. By the way, they're physical here tonight. We'll have another one tomorrow afternoon. 3:05 start time. It's the Boy Scout Day here in the Storm. We'll wear special commemorative jerseys tomorrow. There'll be an auction after the game as well. All proceeds benefiting the Boy Scouts Organization of America. Face off now to the left of Levine. 2:18 remaining in the second. And it's Luke Stork who gets tossed from the circle. Coming in to take it is Josh Nenendahl. Face off is won by the Storm. Glukowski settled it down, got it to Horn. Horn got it back to Glukowski, took a hit. Glukowski got it to Cecere. Now L'Esperance tipped it ahead for Horn. Horn on the far side. Down low from the corner, behind the net, Gomez. Gomez with two Phantoms on him. Puck squirts out to the far side, and it's played by L'Esperance on the wall. L'Esperance banked it in deep for Gomez. Gomez from behind the net to the center. It's Horn up top, Cecere settles it down. Finds Glukowski with a shot, deflection in front, never got through, and it's taken by the Phantoms. Far side, it's Lemoran. Lemoran left it there. For a give and go with Nenadal. And it's taken by L'Esperance. L'Esperance cross ice pass. Nice find for Gomez on the far side. A shot deflected wide. Rebound L'Esperance on the far side. Got it back down low. But it's taken by Luke Stork of Youngstown. And Stork gets it forward to the red line. Played by Nenadal. Now here's Kyle Connor. Connor to the center for Stork. Takes a shot. Missed the net wide. Rebound up top. Kept in by Nenadal. And it's down low. Into the Storm end, Jalen Schultz moves it to Gomez on the far side wall. Gomez has been on a while, probably going to look for a change here. Kevin Kerr with it in the final minute of the second. Youngstown with a 4-3 lead here on the breeze. Gomez with it for Tri-City. Past the red line, throws it in deep. He needed a change. Goes behind the Youngstown net. Wilkie there to get it. Try to center. Banked off the side of the net. On the near side, it's Connor. Got it to neutral ice. Puck's loose for Letinov. Got it back to Connor. Here's Kyle Connor with speed. He makes a move, but it's stopped by Schultz. Nice job by Schultz defensively to stop the leading scorer for Youngstown as Kevin Kerr will start back forward. Kerr out of his own zone. Got to the red line. Played it into the Youngstown end, but not deep. And Letinov has a 2-on-2 on the far side, and it's an offside whistled on Youngstown. Kiefer Sherwood was a step offside. 16 seconds remaining here in the Papa John's second period of play. We have a 4-3 score. Youngstown leading the Tri-City Storm. A lot of time left in this one. It's been excitement on both ends of the ice here tonight at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff is won by Youngstown, and it's dumped into the Storm end by Larson. Levine out of his net to leave it for Lang. Loose puck behind the net in front. And a chance for Ivancho to save Levine. Levine with a big save on the right pad. And now the final seconds tick down, and that's it for the second. Huge save from Levine as the period comes to an end. It's a 4-3 lead for the Youngstown Phantoms. In the second period, we get a total of 5 goals in the second. And Youngstown has a 4-3 lead after 2. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. to recap things after two right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We are through 40 minutes here tonight. It's a 4-3 Youngstown Phantoms lead. Both teams with a lot of chances at the net, but in that second period, the Storm get outshot 13-5. In the second period, and that is a period where they had a four-minute power play. But we'll recap everything here for you. After 40 minutes, Youngstown leads 4-3. We're on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Well, first period, Youngstown took the early lead. They score a minute 57 in. Zach Ivancho from Alex Router and Matt Miller, 1-0 Youngstown. But the Storm had a 5-on-3 that they were able to convert on. Joel L'Esperance with the power play goal, his 14th tally of the season, from Cecere and Glukowski at 5:36, tied the game at 1. And then late in the period, the Storm took a late penalty. Drew Mayer had an opportunity for a penalty shot, short-handed. He had a breakaway, and he was hauled down. And Mayer had the chance at the penalty shot, could not convert. And we were tied to 1-1 after one period. Storm outshot Youngstown 11-10 after the first. Now in the second is when things got interesting. Early on in the second, Kyle Eastman takes his second consecutive penalty, a hooking call at 3:50 of the second. And 10 seconds in, L'Esperance scores shorthanded from Garrett Gomez and Nolan Glukowski right off the faceoff. Glukowski moved it forward to Gomez. He streaked down the far side, left it to L'Esperance at the center, and he put it past the goaltender, Colin DeAugustine, making it 2-1 Tri-City. However, on the same power play, Kiefer Sherwood is able to score a minute 43 seconds later with just 8 seconds remaining in the Eastman penalty. Sherwood ties the game back up at 2 with a power play goal from Kyle Connor and Maxim Letnov. So we were tied 2-2. Both teams scored on that Eastman penalty. And then we saw another penalty. And Austin Pogansky was able to score on the power play. This time, it was Lucas Klock who took a checking from behind, double minor, and game ejection. So Klock is done for the night. Pogansky scores on the power play. His first goal in a few weeks. He's got 5 now on the season. From Cecere and Glukowski, same defenseman with the assists of the first goal. At 9:27 of the second, the Storm had a 3-2 lead and another 2 minutes coming on the power play from Lucas Klocks checking from behind double minor. However, late in that double minor, Youngstown scored a shorthanded goal of their own from Luke Stork. Stork from Frederick Larson at 10:22 gave the game tied again. 3-3, Stork's goal, I believe it's his 10th of the season. For Stork, it is his 10th goal of the season, and it was 3-3. And then late in this period, the Storm took a too-many-men penalty, and the Youngstown Phantoms capitalized. J.J. Pickenich with the power play goal from Maxim Letnov and Kyle Connor at 15:41, and the Phantoms have themselves a 4-3 lead. 4-3 Youngstown. After the second period, shots on goal now, 23-16 in favor of Youngstown. A lot of action here tonight. Hayden Levine's made 19 saves on 23 shots. Colin DeAugustine, 13 saves on 16 shots. We'll take a break and come back to update you on the out-of-town scores and get your Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Back here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, Jared Schaffrin with you as the Storm trailing the Youngstown Phantoms 4-3. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. First of two games between these two teams this weekend. Tomorrow, it'll be a 3.05 p.m. game, and then the Storm will go on a bit of a winter break. They get the Christmas holiday at home, and they will start back up after a weekend off. They'll start at the end of December. They're in Omaha on December 27th, and then here at the Viero Event Center for Sioux Falls on the 28th. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. Here's some finals in the USHL. Indiana defeats Muskegon 3-1. Sioux City has a 5-1 lead on Fargo with 12:48 remaining in the game up at Shields Arena in Fargo. Goals, two for Jake Montgomery, one for Joe Snively. Two for Joe Snively. Two for Jake Montgomery, and one for Kyle Schmidt. All the five goals there for Sioux City. They have a 5-1 lead on Fargo. 12 minutes left in the game. Sioux Falls leads 5-1 over Lincoln in Sioux Falls Arena. The Stampede with a 5-1 lead on the Lincoln Stars. Lincoln has a goal from Dominic Sacco. Three from Griffin Molino, a hat trick for Molino. Zeb Knutson has a goal, as well as Connor Valisano. It's 5-1 Sioux Falls. Waterloo has a 4-3 lead on Omaha. What a battle back and forth in Omaha. Just 7 minutes remaining in the game. Waterloo has two goals from Tyler Sheehy, a goal from Patrick Russell, and a goal from Drew Melanson. Omaha got on the board from Louis Rowe. Zach Jordan scored his first USHL goal, and Tyler Vessel scored his league-leading 23rd goal for Omaha. He is unbelievable. Vessel, Randolph, and the third man on that line is Gage Huff. All three of those guys are leading the league in scoring. The next guy after those three, Kyle Connor. So, 4-3 lead for Waterloo in Omaha with 7 minutes to go. Chicago holding on to a 2-1 lead over Cedar Rapids. Des Moines and Green Bay are tied at 1-1 with 11 minutes left to go in the third period. And Team USA has a 3-2 lead on Dubuque. And that game still plenty of time left. 28 seconds left in the second period in that one. Team USA with a 3-2 lead on Dubuque and in danger of dropping the Fighting Saints for the first time at home this season. Dubuque has goals from Jason Ford and Jacob Benson. Team USA with tallies from Jeremy Bracco, Dennis Yon, and Casey Fitzgerald. That's your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. We'll check it once more at the conclusion of this one. Now it's time for the Best Western Plus email inbox question of the night. Tonight's question is from Tim. Tim asks, who is leading the Tri-City Storm in assists this season? And, Tim, that's a great question, as the Storm have had a bunch of different players who have tallied up the helpers this season, a lot of them coming on the Joel Esperance goals that we've seen recently. Nolan Glukowski currently has 12 assists. He was tied for the team lead with 9 coming into the game with Lebowski. However, Glukowski with 3 assists in this game now has 12 assists for Tri-City. Also, Garrett Cecier, who had 8 assists coming in, he has 2 tonight as well, so he has 10 assists on the season. And surprisingly, Garrett Gomez already here for the Storm with 7 after Gomez hadn't even scored a point for the first 16 games of the season. Now, all of a sudden, he's in the top couple players in scoring. He's got 2 goals and 7 assists for Tri-City. Christian Horn also has 8 assists, so some couple different players racking up the helpers, but Nolan Glukowski leads the team with 12 assists. We want to thank Tim for his question and thank Best Western Plus for presenting the email inbox question of the game. We'll take a break and come back with the third and final period here from the Viero Event Center. Youngstown leads the Storm 4-3 right here on the Breeze 94.5.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Zandar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
The world famous Cinnabon Minibon rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
We're underway here in the third period. And the Storm have replaced Hayden Levine with Jacob Johansson. Here for the third period. Surprising change. Levine had allowed 4 goals. With the team in the game, Jim Holton elects to go with Johansson. Interesting here, Johansson gets to move into the game. And Holton asked Jacob Johansson which game he wanted to play this weekend. He said, I'll take the Saturday game. Let's let Hayden go Friday. As coach was going to give it 1-1 this weekend, well, Johansson didn't realize it, but he was going to be playing here tonight as well. And he moves into the net for the third. Storm going from right to left, and they move it in deep into the Youngstown end. Phantoms pick it up, and they'll go from left to right on your radio dial. There's a loose puck on the far side. Sean Lang's got to hustle over to get it into the Storm end. Goes behind the net. Nice move by Lang, but now throws it to nobody on the far space on the far side. And Glukowski picks it up on the near side back to Lang. Lang moves forward, got it neutralized, and now it's taken back by Youngstown. Moved in, and a shot, and a hit the outside of the net. First shot that Johansson sees, a dangerous one there, came from Letinov. Another shot, and Johansson with a blocker save, that time there on Mackey. And now here come the Storm on the other side, Lebowski. Lebowski trying to find one through Abel. Puck's loose on the top of the zone. Kevin Kerr with a shot that gets deflected into the netting. Stopping play. Minute and a half gone by. here in the Big O Tires third period of play. And what a surprise. We've got action once again here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff coming to the left of the Youngstown goaltender, Colin DeAugustine. It's Jacob Johansson who's in net for Tri-City after Hayden Levine allowed four goals through the first two periods. Faceoff was won by Youngstown. They get it out to neutral ice, but Kevin Kerr plays it to Schultz on the near side. Wilkie gets it under control, moves it in for Abel. Back to Wilkie at the top of the left circle with a shot that was blocked. And a rebound goes to the far side. Sherwood looked like he got hit with a stick there. But it's Youngstown who has the puck, and Sherwood's fine. Throws it, tried to throw it into the zone. It was blocked, and now it's taken into the zone by Alex Router. Router from the near side. Throw a pass that hit Lebowski. Lebowski shaking that off, and he got it forward, trying to get it to Wilkie. It's all the way down, and icing is whistled on the Storm. Lebowski got hit in the foot, and he's still showing pain here. Lebowski got hit in the foot, and he iced the puck, and he can't change. They're going to let him change as he was injured. So Lebowski trying to kill the pain on the bench. Youngstown wins the faceoff. Shot goes wide of the net. Rebound, Berger down low to Schultz. Schultz takes a big hit in the near side corner. And now it's moved forward by Mayer. Knocked away by Youngstown. Now it's played back by Tri-City all the way deep into the Youngstown end. Icing waved off. It's Larson that plays it. The defenseman gets it behind. And it's moved forward. Ruggiero to the near side to Ivancho. Moved in by Stork. Stork to the far side. Now a chance for Pickenich. Nets off its pegs as Stork came around with a wraparound. We get a stoppage here. 17-20 left to go in the game. 4-3 lead for Youngstown. Hayden Levine played the first two periods for Tri-City. Had a 3-2 lead at one point. The Storm allowed two straight goals in the end of the second, and here comes Jacob Johansson for the third period. Johansson seen a couple shots, couple big chances for the Phantoms early on in the period. And we get a faceoff now to the right of Johansson's net in the Storm end. It's won by Tri-City on the near side. Curry got it forward to McMurphy. McMurphy passed the red line. Into the zone. Got it in deep. Goes to get it behind the net. Ryan McMurphy into the far side corner. Two Phantoms are there. Eastman trying to pry it out. Puck's getting kicked around. Curry goes in to try to play it. And it's kept alive by Eastman. Eastman out on the far side corner. Gets taken off the puck. Youngstown able to play it forward. And on the near side, collision. McMurphy there for Tri-City. It's moved into the Storm end. And Dello back to get it. Puck had some legs and kept carrying around the side. Nice block by McMurphy to take the puck away. And now it's Curry on the far side. He flips it in deep. Gets taken down. Penalty is coming. And now another hit there on Glukowski by Larson after the whistle. Glukowski came over to try to help Curry. And Larson shook him off. Knocked him down. Whistle had blown. Puck was way away from the play. Larson still yelling at the officials. Officials are saying, get in the box. Larson is not happy. Larson has already taken two penalties tonight. And we will see potentially a Century 21 power play. Curry, oh yeah, Curry was held and taken down by Larson. And after the play, Glukowski came over to help and Larson shoved him. We'll see what the call will be. Two for holding and two for cross-checking. 4 minutes. 4 minutes assessed. Now I don't know if it'll be 4 minutes or it'll be two-minute penalties or 1 4-minute. So I don't know if it would be a 5-on-3 or a 5-on-4. 4 minutes are up on the board right now. Officials explaining now. Getting the explanation to Anthony Noreen, the head coach of Youngstown, who can't be happy right now. His team has a 4-3 lead, but his defenseman, Frederick Larson, just went off the handle here. Not the time. for the play that Larson just made. Takes two penalties on one play. And the Phantoms have four guys on the ice, so it looks like it's a 5-on-4 for 4 minutes. A double minor. Wasn't sure if it'd be a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes or not. But it'll be a 5-on-4 for 4 minutes. Storm with a chance. Face off won by Tri-City on the power play. Glukowski fakes on a shot. Up top to Cecier. Now Christian Horn to the center, L'Esperance. He holds it. Up top, Cecier. Over to Glukowski with room. He shoots. Save made. Rebound loose. It's blocked and kept by L'Esperance. Up top, Cecier. Cecier back to L'Esperance. Taken away by Youngstown. Breakaway. J.J. Pickenich all alone. He shoots. Save Johansson. And he hangs on. Jacob Johansson comes into the game cold and makes a save on a shorthanded breakaway. Tri-City on the power play here, allowing all kinds of chances on the defensive end. The Storm and Youngstown have both scored two power play goals tonight. And holy cow, what a save by Johansson to gobble up the puck and the shot by the oncoming Pickenich. Storm win the faceoff, still have 3:20 left in the Century 21 power play. Kevin Kerr on the near side. Lebowski shoots it in deep. Down low, Miller plays it around the near side. Up top, Torridello with space. Try to pass, it's deflected, but it gets to Kevin Kerr. Down low to Wilkie. Wilkie shoved into the wall. Nolan Abel comes to get it. Abel got it to the center, but it's intercepted, and here come the Phantoms. Moving up the ice, Ivancho is offside. Step ahead of the play was Kyle Connor. And there's 15:25 left in the third. Tri-City trailing 4-3. 2 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in a 4 minute double minor assist to Frederick Larson. Storm with a Century 21 power play. Have had a couple looks, but need some more here. Down a goal. Faceoff won by L'Esperance. Cecier has it to Glukowski in the Storm and neutral ice. Glukowski shoots in. It goes over the net. Rebound. Played by Poganski down deep to L'Esperance. Tried to get a pass down low to Horn. He fanned on it, but Horn able to get it back up top to Cecier, who held in for L'Esperance. He got it with a skate. Back to Cecier. Cross ice pass. Glukowski. Glukowski took a shot that was blocked by the skate of the oncoming forechecker, and now it's Christian Horn in the corner. Up to Glukowski. Faked on a pass. Back to Horn. Horn holding. Up top, Glukowski. Cecier. Now down low, L'Esperance. L'Esperance up top, Cecier. Now a great pass. Horn to the center. It was blocked. Horn was open. Didn't want to shoot. Tried to pass, and it was blocked. Now it's Poganski. Up top, Glukowski with a shot. Deflection. L'Esperance tried to bat it home, and it didn't go. And it's clear. Puck was bouncing. L'Esperance just took a whack at it, but couldn't get anything on it. 2 minutes to go in the Century 21 power play. 14:22 left in the game. Cecier through neutral ice. Chipped in deep by Berger. Down low it goes. Played in the corner by Drew Mayer. Mayer able to get it back to Berger. Up top it goes. Kerr can't handle it, and it goes out of the zone. Kerr to Gomez. Gomez couldn't handle that, and Pickenich takes it back. Pickenich has already had a breakaway on this power play. Now it's turned over to Mayer. Mayer out of the zone. Bouncing puck to Gomez. He's in, but he gets hit, and it's sent all the way down by Youngstown. Minute 20 left in the double minor. Storm have not scored. They had a 5-on-3 and another double minor advantages in this game, and they scored on both of those. Now into the zone is Poganski. Poganski trying to beat his man Reed, and he could not. Reed took the puck away and sent it all the way down, and now here's Kyle Connor with a loose puck. Glukowski able to get it back, though, and it's Schultz on the far side. Got it to Poganski. 52 seconds left in the man advantage. Poganski with a nice move. Got it to L'Esperance, who was shoved into the wall. Rebound. L'Esperance gets it back. Nice move to get free. L'Esperance to the center. Shot missed the net by Poganski. Down low. Poganski couldn't handle it. It went to Reed, and he banks it around the far side wall. Nice keep in by Glukowski. Takes the shot. Deflection. Rebound. Moves to the score. Christian Horn ties the game. 13 minutes to go. Even. 30 seconds were left on the double minor, and the Storm get their third power play goal of the night. Christian Horn, assistant captain just named this week, What a goal for Horn. His sixth of the season. It's 4-4. Back and forth we go in the seesaw battle. Horn found a rebound in front. Put it home. Christian Horn with the goal. L'Esperance, I think, may pick up an assist on this one. But I'm not positive on assists here. We'll have to check the video later. As the Storm have possession, Curry on the far side to Eastman. He's in onside. Takes a shot. Save made by DeAugustine. Rebound on the far side is played by Youngstown. Up top, out of the zone. Kevin Kerr can't get it. Sherwood down low with a rush to the center. And nobody there on the other end. Curry overskated a puck, and now McMurphy's got it for Tri-City with a burst of speed. In onside, Eastman with a shot and a save by DeAugustine. And he hangs on. Christian Horn, the power play goal to tie it at 4. Assist to Cecere, his seventh, his second. Cecere with the assist, his third of the night. Cecere and Glukowski each with 3 assists. 4-4 the score at the Viero Event Center, Tri-City Storm. And the Youngstown Phantoms continue to battle back and forth. Are you fed up with high gas prices? Well, it looks like they're here to stay. But there's one thing you can do to ensure maximum gas mileage. Stop by Big O Tires for a free air pressure and alignment check at Big O. They'll take care of all your vehicle maintenance needs to make sure you get the best gas mileage possible. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. 4-4 the score here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm trailed 4-3 to enter the third, and they get their third power play goal of the night. Who would have thought the way the power play looked in Omaha the other night? On Wednesday night, the Storm were 0-6 with 3 shots on net in the power play. Now tonight, they've scored 3 goals on the power play. Now they are 3-7. And they've been given plenty of chances by Youngstown. There's been a 5-on-3 and 2 different double minor 4-minute chances for the Storm. And they've converted on all 3 of them. Faceoff from this is won by the Storm from the right circle. Lebowski took a quick shot that was blocked. Now the rebound on the far side wall. Nice move. Turnover. Lebowski with a save. Lebowski with a chance there that was saved by DeAugustine. Lebowski on Wednesday came ever so close to his first goal twice. First, we thought he had it, and Wilkie was the one that scored it. Second, he hit the post, and a rocket shot on Wednesday night. Now off the faceoff, Lebowski takes a shot, and it was blocked, and now Glukowski keeps it in from the line. Moved around the far side wall, and out. Here comes Youngstown with a rush. On the far side, it's Nenadol to the center, taken away by Wilkie, went behind the net. Nenadol gets it back. Centering pass taken by Glukowski. Leaves it for Lebowski. Here's a 2-on-2 with Wilkie. Lebowski into the zone. Wilkie trying to get it back to Lebowski. Here's a chance. He scores! Dan Lebowski's first of the season! The Storm have a 5-4 lead. What a rush from Wilkie to Lebowski. And Tri-City takes the lead. Finally, the first goal of the season for Lebowski. And Tri-City has got back on top. They had a 3-2 lead. They allowed 2 straight to go down 4-3. But now they go back on top 5-4 with 11:52 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. A wild one at the Viero Event Center tonight. Faceoff won by Tri-City. L'Esperance lost his balance trying to move forward. And now the Storm get it back. It's Jalen Schultz. Schultz on the far side. Glukowski got it forward to Horn. Horn back to Glukowski. Got it turned over. And now here's a chance for Youngstown. They shoot. Save, Johansson. Rebound. Another save, Johansson. Johansson keeps it out. 2 chances for Letinov and company. Kyle Connor and Pikunich also on the ice. Pikunich down low in the corner. Takes a hit. Rough play there. Schultz and Pikunich. Now here's the Storm on a rush. It's Gomez. Gomez into the zone with a shot saved by DeAugustine. Rebound. L'Esperance throws a wild shot wide left. Almost hit Gomez in the face. Gomez almost stopped the puck as Youngstown moves back up the ice. Pikunich in onside. Tried a centering pass. It was blocked by Kerr. Kerr goes Back to Sean Lang. Lang wraps it around the wall to Christian Horn. Horn will race it to neutral ice. Takes a shot entering the zone that's deflected out of play. 10:49 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. We continue to go back and forth here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm with 5 goals have a lead, 5-4. Youngstown's out shooting Tri-City, 26-21. Goals for the Storm, Lesperance with 2. Poganski, Horn, and Lebosky each have 1. Lebosky, Horn, and Lesperance put together again, and they are dominating with 4 goals from the 3 of them tonight. Play in the offensive end, Drew Mayer got a turnover to Berger. Back to Mayer, found Berger again. Berger played it on the far side, and now Youngstown able to take advantage and get it out of the zone. Lang with it to the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr banked it forward, chipped in by Berger. Goes in deep, Poganski will go get it. Poganski played it to the far side. Berger moves it down low, back to Poganski behind the net. Tried a centering pass, it was blocked. Now Berger has it on the near side. Berger to fire, save, rebound loose. Mayer gloved it down, and they say it was a closed hand. They say he closed his hand on the puck. He would have had a wide open chance to Berger in front. And they whistle the play down. Stoppage with 10:06 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Fans who paid for tickets tonight seeing plenty of excitement at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff in neutral ice is won by Youngstown. Down low, it's Mackey who plays it on the far side. And it's dumped into the Storm end, but not deep, and it's batted out. Here's Pat Curry. Curry got it into the zone, took a big hit on the near side by the Youngstown bench. Chance in front is covered up by DeAugustine. Eastman with a bit of a snow shower in front there. 9:49 remaining at the Viero Event Center in the Big O Tires third period. 5-4, Tri-City Storm. Ahead for now. Still 9:49 to go in a wild one here at the VEC. Faceoff is scrum 4. Kicked back by McMurphy to the near side boards in the Youngstown end, but settled down by the Phantoms. Moved down low, and now forward by Alex Smith. Youngstown moving past the red line and into the zone. Weaving with it is Kyle Connor. Down low, Larson to the center. Bouncing puck. Johansson got a piece. Curry banked it off the wall and out. Icing waved off. Tri-City makes a change. Back to get it is Smith. Intercepted by Glukowski. Sends it back in deep. Blockered away by DeAugustine. Into the near side corner. Sent a high roller all the way into the Storm end. Icing whistled on the Phantoms. 9 minutes and 11 seconds remain in the Big O Tires third period. It's a game where we've seen 9 goals. 5 from the Storm and 4 from the Phantoms. Storm have scored 2 in the third, a power play goal from Christian Horn, and Dan Lebosky from Chris Wilkie 8 minutes in. 5-4 Tri-City. They win the faceoff in the Youngstown end. Schultz gets it up. Horn, he waits. He holds. He stops on the circle. He waits again. He throws it in front. Deflection by Lesperance went just wide. Lesperance has been near the net a plenty of times trying to get that third goal. Up top for Schultz now. Kept in a high shot glove by DeAugustine as he was on his way down. He makes the glove save and stops things. 8:49 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City leading 5-4 and threatening here. 8:49 to go. Storm with a 5-4 lead. Couple chances there for Tri-City. Face off to the right of DeAugustine now in the Youngstown end. One forward by the Phantoms. Nice job by Wilkie to bat it down low. Lebosky down low to Abel. Abel getting held in the far corner. And it's taken by the Phantoms. Wilkie's got a race to get back. Here's Pickenich into the zone. Sticked away by Lang. And now it's down low, Cecere. Cecere around the far side. Kept in by Matt Miller with a shot. Deflection in front. What a save by Johansson! A huge save by Johansson keeps the Storm ahead. Abel rushes it back down the ice, gets it in deep. And now the Storm changing defense. They got to be ready. Here's Pickenich. Pickenich into the zone. on the near side, moving around Kerr to the center to Stork. He moves into the corner. Centered one blocked by Lebowski. Down low, upcoming penalty is whistled to the Storm. 8 minutes even left in the Big O Tires third period. And Tri-City heads to the GNC penalty kill. Nolan Abel to the box. 2 minutes for high sticking on Abel. Good call. He had the stick up high. And he gets whistled for it. Now Youngstown will have their chance after Johansson just came up with a huge save on a rebound. It's 5-4 Storm on a GNC penalty kill. Youngstown win the faceoff. Reed to the center for Miller. Down low and a shot. Hit the outside of the net there by Schwalbe. Down low it goes. Moved by Youngstown. Behind the net now. Taken by the Storm and McMurphy. McMurphy with a man on his back. Let's it go. Here's a race. Eastman against Miller. Eastman with a chance. Goes around the net. Penalty for holding is whistled on Eastman. Eastman for holding, and it's a 5-on-3. Eastman was trying to get the chance, and he goes for holding. Eastman can't believe it. Glukowski pleading with the official. We'll watch a replay here. Eastman was going for the puck. He tried to jostle in front. That's a weak call on Eastman. No other way around it. Definitely a tough call on Kyle Eastman there. But the Youngstown player lost his balance, and that's what he's paying for. 5-on-3 for the next minute 27. 7:26 left in the game. Storm has some penalty killing to do. Won by Youngstown the faceoff. Now it's Matt Miller and Kyle Connor at the top. They switch sides. Connor fakes. Miller shoots. Save Johansson. Rebound loose behind the net. Glukowski trying to backhand it up the wall. Can't get it out. Matt Miller back with it. Leaves it to Kyle Connor. Back to Miller in the center. Miller fakes on a shot. Gets it down low. Move back up top to Miller. Now Kyle Connor. They'll switch sides again. Connor to the center. Connor stick handling. Shoots. Blocked in front. Rebound to Miller. Keeps it alive for Youngstown. On the near side, Letnoff. Now back to Miller. Switches sides again with Connor. Connor down low. Intercepted by Schultz. Schultz gets it to McMurphy and he clears. 42 seconds left in a 5-on-3 for Youngstown. 6:38 to go in the game. 5-4 Storm lead. On the far side, Connor flying in. Shot save. Johansson. Rebound loose in front. Picked up by Connor again. Another shot blocked in front by Lang. Puck's loose. Moved around to the corner. It's sent by Kerr all the way down. Kevin Kerr sends it down. Lane got hit on the play. He's smarting as he goes to the bench. Moved in by Sherwood. To the near side, Connor. Center now to Miller. Back to Connor. To the top. Fakes on a shot. Holding. Back to Miller. He shoots. Save Johansson. Rebound loose. Another save Johansson. In the corner it goes. McMurphy. It's back to 5-on-4. Up top, Miller to the center now. Connor had it go through his skates. Abel out of the box sends it the length of the ice. 20 seconds to go on the Eastman penalty. 5:45 left in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City with a 5-4 lead against Youngstown. Trying to hang on here on the breeze. Reed for Youngstown. Long pass deflected deep into the Storm end over Johansson's head. Raptor off the boards and out of the zone. Gomez has it. Storm at full strength. Gomez shoots. Misses the net. Rebound poked into the netting and out of play. Whoa. After the play, an errant Youngstown player, Schwalbe, went flying into the far side wall. 5:20 to go in the Big O Tires third period. 5-4 the score in a game that has been all over the place. This game has had everything. Power play goals. There has been 5 power play goals. There has been 2 shorthanded goals. There have been 9 total tallies. There have been double minors. There have been 5-on-3s. There's been a goaltending change. This game has had everything.
here, if you're a fan and you're watching hockey and you don't appreciate some of the excitement in this game, I don't know what you're watching. It's 5-4, and it has been quite an exciting game here on the Breeze. These two teams will do it all over again in less than 24 hours. 3.05 p.m. start tomorrow. It's been a track meet all night tonight. And tomorrow, expect nothing but the same here. What a move by Coach Jim Holton to bring in Johansson, who has been huge in the third period for Tri-City. Leading 5-4 with 5:20 to go in the Big O Tires third period. Faceoff is won by Youngstown. They have it behind their own net. It's wrapped around the wall and out of the zone. Back deep into the Storm and Sasir. Plays it on the far side. Glukowski now ahead for Horn, who lost it a pick and itch. Glukowski got a piece of it. It goes behind the net. 5 minutes remaining. We're in the Diamond Vogel Final Five here at the Viero Event Center. And a shot bouncing in on the net. Minor chance in front. Save. Rebound still loose on DeAugustine. Turned over to Gomez in the top of the zone. Out of the zone it goes. Gomez goes right back in for it. Here's L'Esperance with a move to the center. Taken down. No call coming. L'Esperance slow to get up. Limping as he'll get back into the play. And now it goes all the way into the Storm. And icing waved off. Storm make a change. Kevin Kerr with it on the far side. Banks it off the wall. It's all the way down. And it's a stoppage, and the official saying high stick. I don't know. It's going to be a whisk. It's going to be back in the Storm and the faceoff either way. 4:22 remaining in this game, and we're inside the Diamond Vogel Final Five. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 5-4 Storm in the lead. 4:20 to go. Faceoff won by Youngstown in the Storm and knocked out of the zone. Poganski with a race. Poganski to the net. Save made by DeAugustine. He came way out. Penalty upcoming. A hooking call is whistled. Who will it be on? Hooking is the call. It's on Youngstown. The Storm to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Penalty is whistled for hooking to Steven Ruggiero. Storm on the power play once again. They win the faceoff. It goes in deep in the corner to Gomez. Around to the far side, Christian Horn with a goal tonight. Up top to Glukowski and Sasir, who each have three assists. Down low to L'Esperance. He's got two goals tonight. Got it to Gomez. Gomez gets held up on the backboards. Christian Horn took a hit, kept possession. L'Esperance has it in the corner. L'Esperance now. Up top, Sasir. Swung to Glukowski. Now back to Horn on the far side. To the center. Save made. Rebound loose. Still loose. Up top, Glukowski. Takes a fake on a shot. Got it down. L'Esperance. He chipped it wide of the net. Rebound down low. Moved up the far side wall. It's up top and kept in by the Storm. Horn with a man on his back. Keeps it in to Sasir. Down low, Gomez. Gomez around to L'Esperance. Behind the net, he lost possession. Wrapped up top, kept in by Sasir. He banked it off the far side wall, still kept in by Horn. Great shift, first minute of the power play by the Storm. They're going to change some players here with a minute left to go on the man advantage. L'Esperance sent it down low for Eastman, who lost an edge. It's up top. Glukowski tried to keep it in, but he couldn't. It squirted out of the zone. And now Sasir will send it back over to McMurphy on the near side. He chipped it forward. McMurphy's into the zone. And now it's brought out of the zone by Youngstown, but taken by Kevin Kerr. Storm got a tag up here. They couldn't. And Kerr does a smart thing and shoots it in deep to keep the play moving. Move now out by Youngstown. Rolling back into the Storm end. Picked up by Kevin Kerr behind the net. Banked it off the net, off the backboards to Schultz. Jalen Schultz got it forward. And it's Chris Wilkie on the near side. Wilkie's in the zone. Trying to get it to the center. He does. Loose puck for Eastman. Can't get a hold of it. Here comes Youngstown the other way. They're shorthanded with a rush. It's Alex Smith to the center. Kyle Connor to the center. And a shot for Reed. It was blocked. Now a chance for Pichonis. He fans on it. Pichonis leaves it to Connor. Final seconds of the Storm power play. Ends with Youngstown with the puck. Connor with a shot blocked by Kerr. And a penalty to the Storm for hooking. Penalty the Storm for hooking is whistled. Holy cow. There's 2:10 left in the game, and Ryan McMurphy goes to the box for hooking. Penalties have been called on both sides here in the final minutes of this game. And tough to see. Yeah, McMurphy got a piece of him with the stick as they were trying a centering pass. You got to give the officials credit. They've kept it even, calling penalties on both sides the whole way. And there was enough contact on that one to warrant a two-minute minor. Storm with a 5-4 lead. 2 minutes to go. A timeout whistled here. 2:10 to go, and it's a timeout for Youngstown. They have themselves a two-minute power play coming off a chance for the Storm. Storm just had a power play, couldn't convert, had some great puck movement, though. Got to tell you, whatever Jim Holton did in practice yesterday on the power play, paying off today. As the Storm are 3 of 8 on the power play tonight. And most recently, the penalty to McMurphy for hooking. This is after a penalty to Steven Ruggiero for hooking. Attendance tonight at the Viero Van Center, just over 2,000 fans in the seats. 5-4 the score. Youngstown trails by 1, but they have a power play for the next 2 minutes. It'll be a face-off in the Storm end. Face-off in the Storm end. To the right of Johansson right now. 2 minutes to go. Empty net for Youngstown. They've pulled their goaltender. Storm can shoot for the empty net without being penalized for icing. 2 minutes to go in the game, and it's a power play for Youngstown. Face-off won by the Storm. Glukowski tried to clear. It was blocked. Pickenich has it. Up top, Router keeps it in at the point. Now it's Kyle Connor, the man who this power play will work through. Goes down low. Letinov to the center. Tied up. Back to Connor. Down low, Letinov. Letinov on the right circle. Back up top for Connor on the right point. Up top, Router. Down low now, Shearwood to the center. Connor gets it kicked over to his stick. Kyle Connor controlling things. Fakes on a shot. Gets it down low. A shot save, Johansson. Rebound loose, and they blew the whistle. The puck went in, but the whistle had blown. Holy cow. The Storm catch a break. The puck went in, but the whistle had blown. Connor Lemoran screaming and yelling at the officials. Johansson made the save. It was batted home, and it was trickled in, but the officials had blown the whistle, and they're calling no goal. Holy cow, the Storm have caught a break here. 1:35 remains in the game, 1:26 of it. In the GNC penalty kill, Youngstown on the power play. Face off to the right of Johansson now. Face off is won by the Storm. Lang was tied up, and Letinov has it. He's taken down. No call coming. Puck's wrapped around the near side. Up to the top. Connor has it forced out by Gomez. Moved back in offside by Youngstown. 1:20 to go in the game. 1:10 to go in the hooking penalty to Ryan McMurphy. What a game this has been. The Storm trailed in this one 4-3 as they were entering the third period. However, it's been a crazy game. And the Storm have scored 2 goals in the third to retake the lead. Christian Horn and Dan Lebosky both with goals. Faceoff is won by Tri-City, but all the way deep in their own end. Glukowski tries to rope one out and gets it out. Rolls all the way down. No icing will be whistled. The Storm are killing a penalty. Youngstown has a 2-man advantage with the goaltender pulled. 6-on-4. Connor races up the ice. Wraps it around the wall. Final minute of the game. In the near side, Lemoran. Throws it in front, poke to the center, covered up by Johansson, not Not whistled. Puck still loose. Goes up top for Router. 43 seconds left in the game. Router with a shot. Missed the net. Rebound. Lemarov up top. Connor. Connor to the center. Router. Over to the far side. Shot off the outside of the net. Rebound goes to Glukowski in the corner. He's tied up three Youngstown players there. Glukowski trying to move it. Pickanich is there. Glukowski's wasting some time, and now they blow the whistle. 22 seconds to go in the game. 12 seconds left on the power play. Storm have the 5-4 lead here on the Breeze 94.5 in the Diamond Vogel. Final five. Shots on goal 32-28 in favor of Youngstown. 12 seconds to go on the power play. 22 seconds to go in the game. Youngstown with a 6-on-4 right now and an empty net. Face off to the right of Johansson. Scrum four. Cecier got it up the wall but kept in by Router. Now it's Connor with 5 seconds left in the power play. Up to Router. Back to Connor. Connor into the center. Down low, Ledenov. In the corner. Power play's over. Final seconds. Fans on a shot. Throw it in front of the score. Pickanich scores and ties the game with 4.9 seconds left in the game. We are tied 5-5. Youngstown scores an even strength goal with an extra attacker, J.J. Pickanich. And we're tied at 5. What a game. Letinov had the puck. He fanned on a shot. He threw it to the net. And on the back door, Pickanich, wide open, makes it count, and we are tied 5-5. Face-off at center ice, and it's going to go to overtime. Both teams will take a point out of this one. What a game at the Viero Event Center. 5-5 the score. Youngstown gets the goal with 4.9 seconds left. We'll take a 1-minute break and come back for overtime here in Kearney on the Breeze 94.5.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Youngstown Phantoms are heading to overtime, and for some historical reference here, the last two times that these two teams met up, they also had a wild game back and forth. Right now, we got a 5-5 tied score heading into a 5-minute extra period, but the last time these two teams played was in Youngstown, and the Phantoms came out with an overtime win. It was about as wild of a game as you can have. It was a 5-4 final. Youngstown won that game 5-4 in overtime. Tri-City had a 3-0 lead going, they had a 2-0 lead going into the third. A Grant Opperman power play goal that was scored in the first minute of the third made it 3-0. Storm had a 3-0 lead with 19 minutes to go. Youngstown scored to make it 3-1. And then the Storm scored a shorthanded goal to make it 4-1. They had a 4-1 lead with 11 and a half minutes to go. Three consecutive power play goals for Youngstown tied the game at 4, and an overtime goal with 27 seconds left from Sam Anas beat the Storm. That game last year on March 2nd of earlier this year in 2013, but last season at the Covelli Center. Youngstown looking to do the same to the Storm tonight. Tri-City in this one had a lead late as well. after a back-and-forth game with all kinds of opportunities. The Storm in this one were down 1-0, then up 2-1, then up 3-2, then down 4-3, then up 5-4, and most recently after a J.J. Pickenich extra attacker goal with 4 seconds remaining, we're tied at 5. 4-on-4 overtime period in the Viero Event Center. Storm get a point at least. Same for Youngstown as the faceoffs won by the Phantoms with momentum after a late goal. And here's Kyle Connor. Connor tried to make a whole host of moves, but he was knocked off the puck by Kevin Kerr. Kerr settles things down to the near side. Christian Horn will move it into the zone, but he couldn't get it deep. And now Pickenich gets it back to Connor. Connor in this 4-on-4 format is so dangerous, but here's Lesbrot, took it away. 2-on-1 for the Storm. Christian Horn to the net. Lesbrot scores! Joel Lesbrot ends the game with a hat trick. And Tri-City wins it. 29 seconds in overtime. Joel Lesbrot. A hat trick. Walk-off hat trick for the Storm. 6-5 final. What a win for Tri-City. Second out of third game that they've scored. 6 goals. Let the hats fly. Joel Lesperance ends it in overtime. We'll take a break and come back here in the Old Chicago postgame show here on The Breeze.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients. Better pizza, Papa John's.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viero Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hey, my fellow Storm hockey fans, don't get stuck out in the cold this winter. Get to Big O Tires for a free battery check. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we have state-of-the-art battery and charging system testing equipment. And it's free with no obligation to buy. Plus, if you do need a battery, mention this ad and we'll take $10 off a new one. So be safe and not sorry this winter. Get to Big O Tires now for your free battery check. The team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. An official sponsor of the Tri-City Storm.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Back here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, an unbelievable night here at the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm win this one 6-5 in dramatic fashion. Joel L'Esperance is unreal right now. L'Esperance has scored a total of 8 goals in the last week. He has 8 goals in the last week. Tonight, he comes up huge for Tri-City. He scores in overtime to complete a hat trick 29 seconds in. And the Storm win an unbelievable dramatic game 6-5 over the Youngstown Phantoms. We gave you the history of what happened last year to Tri-City when they had a lead in the third period of 3 goals. Last year, the last time these two teams met, the Storm had a 3-goal lead in the third period, surrendered it, and Youngstown won on a goal by Sam Anas about 30 seconds left in overtime. This year, the teams go back and forth once again, and it ends in overtime with a L'Esperance goal 29 seconds in. I was just speaking of how Kyle Connor is so dangerous in the 4-on-4 format. I forgot to mention Joel L'Esperance. Christian Horn gets the steal. L'Esperance saw the play developing. He goes with Horn in the 2-on-1. Christian Horn puts it right on the big man's stick. And L'Esperance makes it 8 goals in his past 5 games. 8 goals in his past 5 games for Joel L'Esperance. He had 5 last week in the 3 games. And here tonight, he picks up 3 goals. A whole host of scoring here in this one. To recap on the Stadler Implement game recap, Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Recapping this one, 11 goals in the game. Youngstown outshoots the Storm 32-29. Also, tons of power plays. Youngstown 2-for-6 with the man advantage. Tri-City 3-for-8. In the first period, Youngstown got a goal from Zach Ivancho, 1:57 in to make it 1-0. L'Esperance answers on a 5-on-3 power play goal from Garrett Cecere and Nolan Glukowski to tie it at 1. Later in the first, Drew Mayer, while the Storm are shorthanded, gets hauled down, awarded his second penalty shot attempt of the season. Nice save by D'Augustine on the penalty shot. And it was 1-1 after 1. In the second, L'Esperance, second goal of the game, shorthanded, 4 minutes in, on a penalty by Kyle Eastman. 10 seconds later, L'Esperance with the shorthanded goal from Gomez and Kevin Kerr there. Youngstown ties the game at 2 with a goal by Kiefer Sherwood on the power play. And we were 2-2 in the second period. Then Poganski scores on a double minor power play from Cecere and Glukowski. Poganski with a deflection in front that beat D'Augustine to give the Storm a 3-2 lead. Then Luke Stork on the same power play. Luke Stork on the same power play that was a double minor scores shorthanded from Zach Ivancho at 10:22, ties the game at 3. Youngstown finishes the second period with a power play goal from J.J. Pickenich to take a 4-3 lead. Going into the third period, the Phantoms led 4-3. In the third, 2 goals for Tri-City gave them the lead. Christian Horn on the power play from Garrett Cecere at 7 minutes of the third. Then Lebosky from Chris Wilkie 1:08 later gave Tri-City a lead 5-4. But late in the game, a penalty to Ryan McMurphy for hooking with 2:10 left in the game gave Youngstown a 6-on-4 when they pulled their goaltender. And with the extra attacker, J.J. Pickenich scores with 4 seconds left in the game to send it to overtime. But in overtime, L'Esperance from Christian Horn to complete the hat trick and give the Storm a 6-5 win. L'Esperance scored on the power play. He scored shorthanded, and he scored 4-on-4 in overtime to win the game for Tri-City. The winning goaltender, Jacob Johansson, who played just 20 minutes and 29 seconds of this game. Johansson replaces Levine after the second period, comes up huge in the third, but allows a goal with 4 seconds left. And then, in overtime, Lesperon sends the fans in Kearney home happy with his 8th goal of the week and 3rd of the night. We'll take a break here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show, and we will come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, in just a moment. Here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin here in the Old Chicago postgame show. After a Tri-City Storm dramatic finish, 6-5 win in overtime, Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. And now we are joined here on the postgame show by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. And coach, I know you just said to me off air, wild game. Really just back and forth, a lot of different places we could start here, but just what does it feel like to come out on top in that one?
Well, I think the only thing I'm happy about is the outcome. It was not a pretty game by either team from a coaching perspective. I'm sure from a fan perspective it was awesome. It was 11 goals, it was back and forth, but it was a bit of a comedy of errors, and I'm just glad that we fought through and had the resilience to get the win.
On Wednesday in Omaha, your team went 0-6, on the power play, struggled to get shots on net, struggled to move the puck in the zone, as you said. You made a couple changes. Obviously, you're facing a completely different team and a completely different penalty kill, but you're able to score 3 times of the man advantage tonight, including all 3 times that you had elongated advantages. I'm sure that was huge for you guys.
It was. You know, we made the adjustment on the breakout, let us get into the zone more, and then I thought our guys did a much better job of moving the puck quickly. Because similar to Omaha, we knew that Youngstown was going to pressure, and I thought we did a great job of just one-touching the puck around, getting the shot through when we had to, and fortunately it came up roses for us tonight.
After the second period, you're down by 1 goal. You make the decision to take out Hayden Levine and put in Jacob Johansson here. Gotta assume that Jacob was in line to start tomorrow night's game. However, what went through your head, and why'd you make the decision?
Well, we needed a wake-up call. It had nothing to do with the way Hayden was playing, but we absolutely left both goalies out to dry tonight. I mean, I think we give up four breakaways on a power play, which is completely inexcusable, and it had nothing to do with Hayden, but this team needed a bit of a jolt and a wake-up call. And I'm not sure it worked other than Jacob was outstanding. He made four or five bell ringers in there for us.
The top line tonight, Lebosky, Horn, and L'Esperance, all three score goals. L'Esperance with the hat trick for you guys to win it. Seems like they were obviously really moving the puck well.
Well, they were. I mean, even halfway through, we switched it up and moved Gamaz back up there, and then Lebosky got the goal with Wilkie. But I thought we challenged some guys in the intermission, and I thought Lebosky and Wilkie in particular stepped up with their work ethic. And when these kids work hard and their work ethic matches their skill level, they're pretty darn good players. And Joel's red hot right now. I mean, all you can do is just keep passing him the puck.
When you came in here and took this job, one of the things you preached on the power play was having that man in front, and a guy who's been there for you has been Austin Pogansky. And tonight, after he's been in a bit of a drought, he gets rewarded with a great deflection goal.
Yeah, really nice to see him get rewarded because, as you said, he has done a terrific job, and we've highlighted it a number of times in our video. He's been the root cause of a lot of our goals, but he hasn't got any points to show for it. And no matter who you are, that gets a little bit frustrating. But he's a big body, and I think you'll see a lot more of that picture that he did tonight, the tip in down there, and that's where he's going to score a ton of goals for us.
Sure, there's a lot of video that you got to look over tonight. How can you tighten things up on the defensive end?
Well, I think we're just going to burn the video. Like, we'll crack a beer and turn something else on TV and relax, because you know what? That's just a write-off of a night. We got so far. That's the worst game this team has played since I've been here, including our first game in Chicago. I mean, we just got completely off the rails. So you can't try to go in and correct everything. I think you just have to stress, let's play our game. You know, we feel good about ourselves leaving the rink tonight, go home, get a rest, get something to eat, come back. Let's play our game.
That's Coach Jim Holton here after a dramatic, emotional 6-5 win here. Coach, your first win in front of your home fans, and clearly maybe you don't want everyone to go like that, but it'll be a memorable one.
Well, it definitely is, and we should get a cut of concessions because they should keep them open longer when we're here, because we seem to have some excitement in the last 30 seconds every game.
Yeah, the all three games, Storm allow a late goal there, but here tonight, get the winner in overtime. Coach, thanks for joining us here in the postgame show.
Thanks, Jared.
We will move the headset over to the man here tonight who ended it in overtime, scoring his third goal of the night and his eighth goal in the past five games, Joel L'Esperance, center for the Storm. And Joel, first of all, I know things have been a struggle this year for this team, specifically in the last couple games at home. You guys have allowed late goals. This time it goes to overtime, and how does it feel to end it?
Oh, it was nice. You know, we got scored on there. Everybody kind of was a little bit heartbroken, but we knew what we had to do to get back into the game and win the game.
Now, the play, take us through it, because Youngstown has the puck. They're moving into your defensive zone, and all of a sudden it's broken out, and you kind of just went to the net.
Yeah, our D stepped up there at the blue line. The guys made a turn. Youngstown made a turnover there. Horn picked it up and went in and made an unselfish play, gave me the puck to get the game winner.
This has been kind of a roller coaster, but coming off, you score four goals on Saturday in Cedar Rapids, and right now, I'm sure just really great in the locker room. How did it feel with the guys in the locker room?
Oh, it was nice. Everybody's so excited. We feel like we're going in the right direction right now.
You are able to play here with Christian Horn. He's obviously been a huge part of success, you guys working together. But tonight, you got to play with both Dan Lebosky and Garrett Gomez, and it seems like you guys were just moving the puck really well.
Yeah, Christian Horn is a great player, really good with the puck. He knows what he's doing. And Gomez and Lebosky, they like to get in the corners, get the puck, and just go to the net and get pucks to the net.
When you're in a game like that, that's back and forth, how hard is it to keep your emotions in check with so many goals being scored either way?
Well, it's tough, but you got to be mentally tough in this game to win. So
tomorrow, you got a game at 3 in the afternoon. How important is it to get your rest, and how do you refocus before tomorrow?
Oh, it's huge. The rest is huge. You got to go home, get a good meal tonight, and go home, get some sleep, and be ready to go tomorrow.
Joel L'Esperance joining us here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Joel, have you ever had a streak like this where you've just been feeling it?
I can't say I have, Jared.
Fair enough. Joel L'Esperance, 8 goals. Joel, we hope you continue to keep it going here tomorrow. But he scores 3 here tonight in the hat trick. Fans were upset, Joel. The fans were upset. They wanted to throw hats because they felt like they didn't get to throw their hats on the ice after the game in Cedar Rapids. But you gave them a reason to throw them here at the Viero Event Center. And great game. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Jared.
Joel Esperance joining us here on the Old Chicago post-game show. Tri-City Storm with a 6-5 victory in overtime. Unbelievable game on both ends. Back and forth action. Everybody contributing. Just unbelievable game. And we'll have to we recapped it, and we can keep recapping it. But we're gonna move on here to the New West three stars of the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full service rehabilitation center for sports related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. There's so many stars in this game with all the offensive plays that we had. It was tough to pick the three stars tonight, but we had to pick somebody. And the third star goes to Dan Lebosky. Lebosky in this game was very active around the net, and he scored his first USHL goal. It's taken him a while. We thought he had the goal on Wednesday, but tonight he does get his first USHL goal in his 24th game this season. Dan Lebosky, the third star of the night. Second star for Tri-City, Nolan Glukowski. Glukowski was named captain here on Monday, and in his first home game, he records three assists. Really a strong game for Glukowski tonight. And the first star, you just heard from him, Joel Esperance. Three goals, the hat trick. Esperance scores the game winner in overtime 29 seconds into the extra frame and sends the fans home happy. He also scores on a power play and shorthanded early on in the game. And Joel Esperance, three goals, wins it for Tri-City tonight. He's the first star of the game, presented by New West. The grinder of the night, presented by the Dent Popper, much like the Storm's hardest working player. The Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night tonight for the Tri-City Storm, number 11, Austin Pogansky. Pogansky scores a goal in the power play. That was a grinding man's goal in front of the net. Pogansky gets the deflection and puts it past the netminder for Youngstown, DeAugustine. And Pogansky had a great game doing everything in front. Glukowski ends up getting an assist added to him, and he ends up with four assists on the night. We've just been given a stat correction. So four assists for Glukowski. Pogansky, grinder of the night. An unbelievable all-around performance by Tri-City to score six goals for the second time in their last three games. We'll take a check of the out-of-town scoreboard before we sign off here. Games around the USHL going on. Finals here. Indiana defeats Muskegon 3-1. Sioux City over Fargo 6-1. Sioux Falls over Lincoln 7-2. Waterloo knocks off Omaha 5-3. In Ralston Arena, the Lancers fall and they allow five goals, which is in itself unbelievable. Lancers still 24-2 on the season. Chicago defeats Cedar Rapids 4-1. Des Moines wins in a shootout over Green Bay 2-1. And Team USA becomes the first team to win in Dubuque this season. The Fighting Saints were 11-0 at home. And the under 17 team, Team USA, wins 5-4. Dubuque with a late comeback in that one as they were down 3-0 but came all the way back and fell short 5-4. Here in Kearney, 6-5 final. Tri-City Storm gets an overtime hat trick goal from Joel Esperance and come out on top in the first of a two-game series. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 3:05 p.m. Not too much time to rest up, fans. We'll be back on the air at 2:45 before a 3:05 puck drop tomorrow afternoon right here on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze 94.5. Real quick before we sign off, want to give some thank yous out here. First to our board op back in studio, Caleb, doing a great job here in a very exciting game for the Storm. Caleb, always there to push the buttons, and we're going to give him a day off tomorrow. He'll take the day off and go celebrate the holidays. So Gail doing a great job. Also want to thank Jim Holton for joining us before and after the game. Joel Esperance for joining us in the Old Chicago post-game show. And we also want to thank our great off-ice officiating staff led by Donald Roeder, who really, really worked hard in this game. End up with everything correct in the stats. And 6-5 win for Tri-City Storm. 11 goals scored. No shortage of work for the off-ice officials tonight. here at the Viero Event Center. And for everybody who came out tonight, what a game. Tri-City Storm win this one 6-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:45 for the Viero Wireless pregame show right here on the Breeze 94.5. Until then, everybody, have a great night.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.